PlayStation 3 will retail for $599 US. Ridge Racer!
Giant enemy crab, and you attack its weak point for massive damage.
It's Ridge Racer! Ridge Racer! PlayStation 3 will retail for $599 US. $599 US.
Giant enemy crab.
$599 US. It's Ridge Racer! Ridge Racer!
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Kovac.
I played so much of that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
If you listen to the show,
Ludicrous kill.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 120. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And it's May 21st, 2006. The website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. Join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is #gamer. And you need to stop by our forums. If you go to the website, hwhq.com/forum, it will come up for you. You have a little link on the front page there. And right now, we've got a really cool thread in there out in the, I think it's Game Radio related section down there, with a poll. I posted it on the front page just a couple of days ago. Finally getting around to the whole t-shirt and hat deal that we were talking about for the last like 2 years or so, and I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that that's going on, and we're getting a little bit closer to actually seeing how this is going to work for us now. We found a place where it's got some really nice clothing items, and it seems like pretty high quality stuff, so that might be something for us to check into, and we plan to go ahead and do this. We just want everybody's input on the design of the logos, what we're going to put them, where we're going to put them, things like that, if we want any weird little phrases or, whatever. We're just going to kind of see.
Color of the clothing, black or white.
It's going to be black or white, I'm sure, when it comes down to the color anyway. I can't imagine anybody wanting like a light blue t-shirt, on a pink or whatever. I can't see that happening, so. You never know, though. But we'll get there when we get there. Just if you go to the forum, you do have to register because we've been trying to cut down on the damn spam on there, but it's just not helping. It's not that bad, but every now and again, like maybe twice a week, it seems like something kind of creeps in there that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go through and kind of pull that out of there. But you would have to register. It's just real quick. It automatically emails you. You click on it to verify who you are. It registers your forum account. Then you can go ahead and vote on whether or not you would be interested in something like that. This show was kind of the continuation of last week's show where we did the conferences for Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo down at E3 2006. And this time we actually wanted to take a look at all the games that like basically were shown down there and how great everything looked, and actually go ahead and talk about the ones that we found to be the most interesting. And I say interesting as good and possibly kind of bad, because there was some on this list that just blew my mind that they even exist. And there were some that are really popular, yet I find to be questionable. And I can't figure out quite why they're so popular. And we just pulled a few of those, but for the most part, it's a positive list. Mostly, yeah. It's a good thing. And it's games that we were really interested in from I'm going to want to play this kind of perspective, for the most part. And we go through everything except for the next-gen stuff and handhelds, but we actually skipped the GameCube and the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, and the Game Boy Advance. They were all excluded from this list.
Stuff that's kind of going out. I mean, we figure pretty much if you're going to own one of those, you do.
Right, exactly.
And these are the things that you don't own yet or but might still pick up.
Right, in the near future here, hopefully anyway. And the weird one on the list, of course, is going to be the Xbox 360, because it's out, yet it's still a major player. This is, Microsoft's next-gen console, so we had to kind of... There is a game on that list that is out that I did add to the list, so it might be a little little strange when we do that one too. Same thing with the PSP and the Nintendo DS. You know, they're already out, but you very well may not have picked one up yet. Kind of like my dumbass with the Nintendo DS. I'm fighting it daily. I mean, it's that bad. It's killing me. I almost bought one today. Kobar had to come along and talk me out of it.
Talk him down. Yeah, he was on the ledge.
It was crazy. I'm telling you, like, I got to play this fucking thing. If not, just for Mario. I mean, there's a million other games I want to play, too, but I want to play that Mario game that bad. I own the game. I bought it on release day and don't have a DS for weeks.
Yeah, well, preface it, you're waiting for the light.
That's the idea, yeah. Anyway, right. And I don't know if I can make it. It feels like it's like the 40 days and 40 nights of you know, Lent or something. I'm just trying to, like, hold out. This is friggin' ridiculous here, let me tell you. So we can go ahead and get started on with our list of games here. We're actually bypassing. We did it last week, too. We skipped the email. We skipped the news. We kind of skipped all that because there was just so much content from E3 that we had to. And, I mean, even last week was like 2.5 hours, and we skipped all of our normal stuff. Mm-hmm. This week it's looking like it's going to be a normal show, hour and a half long.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Depends on how long-winded we get about some of this stuff.
Right, yeah. But we are going to go ahead and skip email. So it's like I haven't even checked it because I'm afraid. I don't want to look at what we're missing. You know, I don't want to read all these emails just yet because this was actually planned for last week, but we actually ran out of time. That's why I say this is kind of like a 119B or something. It's like a continuation. It was just part of the E3 plan that didn't happen just because of time.
So next week we'll have emails and more entertainment. Right,
yeah. Yeah, you might want to just bypass 121. I know a lot of people aren't too happy with emails sometimes, so who knows, though. Maybe we'll go through some quick. Some of them might even be trimmable because they might have been old news by then or what.
But right.
We are very interested in hearing what you have to say about E3, but chances are more people are interested in what we had to come up with here. Right. So we wanted to do this kind of first and kind of pack the E3 stuff together. Then we'll carry on with the normal show and get on with our lives. One of the things that's going to be a huge part of our life in the near future, do you see that awesome segue, is the Nintendo Wii. And it's amazing new style for playing games, so we're not here to talk about that.
Nope.
We covered that. That is going to be a factor, but I don't want to get too into that. This is purely games, this show. Nothing but games from the show. And why don't you start us off here?
All right, the first on our list, which all these lists are in no real particular order.
Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah.
The consoles aren't in any real order, neither are the games. We're just kind of listing off stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know how I get this. We can blame Kobar for the order of the consoles.
Yeah, I just kind of threw it all together.
Right, and it's my fault, the order of the games. Right. It was just thrown together and then injected your list into this one, like, longer, because mine was a little bit longer. So there's no rhyme or reason to why this comes out this way. So we're first up, Nintendo Wii, and the first game?
The first game is The Legend of Zelda: The Twilight Princess. And we put this on this list instead of the GameCube version.
Because there is no GameCube list, by the way. We didn't do one.
Right. And plus, this is the version that everybody's a little more excited about.
Right.
And I certainly am. It's going to be really cool, I think.
I sure
hope
so.
Everybody knows about this game by now.
Right, yeah, I know. This is probably like the biggest thing mentioned about the Nintendo Wii right here.
Yeah.
Is The Legend of Zelda. And it's really cool, you know, mechanics, because I like the idea of being able to pull the bowstring back and everything. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
to me,
along with a little speaker with the arrow moving through the space.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. From your
fishing
controller to your
TV. Fishing could actually be
kind of
cool.
We forgot to mention that last show, is that fishing is going to be one of the features in the Twilight Princess Legend of Zelda game on the Wii and the GameCube.
And certainly on a regular console controller, fishing's dull.
It's retardedly stupid.
I don't understand. There's whole games associated with fishing, like Master Bass Pro.
Hey, at least Sega did it right with the Dreamcast. They had a real...
Real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could actually buy like a reel for your Dreamcast and use it to play their, you know, Sega Pro Bass Fishing 27 or whatever it was.
And that's good.
Right, that was cool.
Because there's a lot of people that really like to fish, and this is something that they can do in off-season, and it's just fun. So
you can get wasted at home and fish and not have to leave the comfort of your own couch.
Or smell like a coconut.
Okay. What is that from?
The sunscreen?
Right, okay. Definitely. So, Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, this is and supposed to be out on release day.
Yep.
You know, that which we don't know yet what day that is, but...
Well, I imagine the game's been done for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that, actually.
You
never know.
I think the first pushback was because of they wanted to polish it up. I really think the second pushback was because
make
of
the Wii version. Yeah. Probably. I mean, it's not like we're gonna lose the GameCube version or anything. I mean, they promised. Sorry, that was a little jab I had to make.
Yeah. Okay.
the other, I think, of the biggest of the big games as far as Nintendo's new console is concerned, I suppose the second game on that list is Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Just out of sheer, like, popularity, you know, and how well-known Mario is, this is the next game for the Mario series here, on a home console anyway, that I don't know what to think about this. I'm putting it down on my list as a positive because it looks pretty cool, and I'm excited to see how they, you know, pull it off with, like, the Wiimote.
Like I said when I'm reading about people who have been, we're at E3 and we're playing Super Mario Galaxy, they say it controls very well. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot, very intuitive, and it actually makes sense and works, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I gotta check this out. My only concern is exactly what you brought up last week, where you were talking about the size of the levels.
Yes.
I went back and watched some more video and took a peek at a couple other screenshots.
They're all small.
They are. Every single one of them is small.
And I would imagine that they'll have some bigger ones.
I sure hope so.
Because a lot of the ones they were showing, I'm sure they showed the small ones because there's a lot going on. They're
right.
Tiny little clips, and in the small islands, there's a lot going on. It's packed.
Right.
This is probably why they picked those for the movies, in my personal opinion. The next up is Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. And I'm really excited about this game because I really wanted to like Metroid Prime, but I hated how the gun work was controlled. And the Wii takes care of that. Now, the gun part is like a light gun game. And so I think that's going to be really, really awesome. A lot of people love Prime.
That's exactly why I put this down on my list, too, was because this game has so much potential. And the first one, it was a good game said by everybody who could actually work it. Those of us that could not work this game just were kind of like, well, God, it looks incredibly cool,
yeah,
but we can't play it. And it sucks, too, because after watching all of this, you know, footage and everything, and I'm sitting here to myself going, shit, I've got Metroid Prime. It's like all I can think about is I really want to try to play this again. You know, I mean, it's been a long time. My GameCube does not pull its weight around here. That is for goddamn sure. And, you know, it's a high time this thing got used a little bit more. Honest to God, I probably have about, less than 100 hours on my GameCube. And it's probably far less.
Well.
Which is sad as fuck.
I have like 30 hours on my Xbox.
I'll trade you for a CD drive on your Xbox that works. This is terrible because it is a good system. There's quite a few good games there, more than I actually give it credit for, and I just don't play them. And today, in fact, I picked up Zelda: The Four Swords Adventures, mm-hmm, just to check it out. It was $20 now, and I figured, you know, I may as well pick it up. It's a Zelda game. How bad can it be? It's got to be worth $20. You know, it's not Wind Waker, so it's got to be worth at least 20 bones. So I went ahead and picked that up today. I can't wait to see how that goes, but I'm more excited to get to sit down and spend some more time with my Nintendo.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like it's a foreign thing to me. Every time I turn that thing on, it's like, wow. You know, yeah. I've seen that a total of, like, maybe 10 times in my whole life. You know what I mean? It's just, how many times have you seen that?
Well, I've put actually quite a few hours in my GameCube.
See?
I have a few games that I really, really enjoyed, and I played the hell out of them.
I wish I could say the same. I mean, I really enjoy F-Zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wave Race was a bit of a disappointment. I didn't like Mario Kart very much. Wind Waker didn't take very long to beat, but it sucked. You know, I'd like to play Metroid Prime in this new Zelda game. And,
Sunshine was better than the people give it credit for, but it was kind of a disappointment.
I must say, I've been thinking about picking that up, too. Just to get my Mario fix in. Just to see, because, you know, it's like, that's going to be a mark on my record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, C4's dead, you know, and Miyamoto's looking at him, you know, to let him know if he lets him into the gates of Nintendo. And he's like, I see here, you didn't actually play Sunshine there. What happened with this? And I was going to say,
didn't really give it a shot.
Well, you know, I fooled around with it a little bit and didn't really enjoy it too much, and I got a lot of bad press. Yeah, I think, beep, you're going to Sony. You know, I can just see him pressing the button, laughing at me from his little perch up there as I'm sliding down to Sony land. I'm not too happy about that. So seriously, for $20, I might want to pick that up and take a look at it, or maybe even rent it or something just to see if I'm missing out or what, because it can't be.
I have it.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you're really good about bringing stuff over, so.
I know, I am.
I still haven't seen. Our listeners know that you were going to bring that over so I could watch it.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Advent Children. It's been 3 weeks now, but yep, I can't hold you to that too, man, because I don't remember.
The worst part
remember
is I went home last week. I was like, I was driving home. I'm like 2 blocks away. I'm like, okay, I got to put Advent Children in my laptop bag, so it's just there. Mm-hmm. Did that end up happening? No.
That's because something happened that changed your focus.
Yeah, my girlfriend was up.
Oh, okay, right. See, that was something out of the ordinary. Oh, hey, bam, off somewhere. The next game, now this wasn't on your list, and it almost didn't quite make my list until I watched the videos again. And this is what really won me over was Excite Truck. Now, this was kind of, you know, they're working off of Excitebike here back on, like, the Nintendo. And it looks like a really, really fun racing game. And I don't even know if it's like a racing game. I guess there's, I'm not so sure, you know, of course it's E3. So it's like they show us some really nice screenshots of this stuff.
Right.
And, you know, a little bit of gameplay footage. So I think it's hard to tell if I'm racing online against other players or if I can even create my own tracks, which I doubt. You never know.
I don't see why they wouldn't. You couldn't Excite Bike. And that was a Nintendo game.
Right. I mean, that was pretty amazing, but it's like now we've come so far as graphical quality and complexity of level design, though. You know, that it might be a little bit beyond
space.
That's very true, but it doesn't mean that the user has gotten any smarter. You know? So they may not know how to work a more advanced level editor.
Well, you know, the way the tracks looked, it might actually be pretty simple. I mean, you could pick the desert area, and then
right.
I'm going to put a jump here and a bigger jump
which
here.
Which is exactly how Excite Bike was, really. Yeah. You just have your one track, and you put a jump there and a mud pit there and whatever, yeah.
They could easily add something like that.
They really could. But
taking the name, they almost have to, because that
right,
was
like, exactly.
With Excite Bike, that was
a huge thing.
Deal.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can you get through this track?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, it's like they'd have to, but, you know, Nintendo isn't talking.
And I did not put it on my list because, sure, you get to steer. We have racing games with steering wheels.
Right.
I'm not a huge racing fan, and so it didn't make my list.
I'm not a huge racing fan either, but my biggest problem with racing games is usually because you're on a road, like a car, and they're just not fun. But I played the shit out of Hydro Thunder. Did you ever play that in the arcade? Maybe
that
on
was,
your Dreamcast.
That was cool, but it was too damn expensive.
It was. But
you only got one race.
Whether
you
won or lost,
and it was like a buck.
Yeah, that was lame. They should have just let you keep playing if you could win, like every other game out there. But I had that on my Dreamcast and played it just like forever. It was amazing. That game was a lot of fun. I think it was on the PlayStation. And I hated it.
Well, I also had a blast with the N64. Sea-Doo Racer.
Oh, okay, right. I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about.
You said it earlier. It was on the Cube as well.
Oh, Wave Race?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, that one was great.
Yeah,
not on the Cube, but the Nintendo 64 one was awesome.
Wave Race was a lot of fun.
See?
I had a blast with that.
And that's what I see in this. That's what I see. It's the reason I like Burnout. It's an exciting racing game. You hear these loud noises. You hear turbos. You hear flames coming out of the back of your truck when they're showing the video. And that, to me, is exciting. You know, like you hit a jump and you hear your guy, woo-hoo, you know, and on like Hydro Thunder or whatever, and you're just like, that is awesome. I can get behind this. If you turn the sound way up, you can be quite the gearhead. You know, somebody that you wouldn't think can definitely become quite excited by these kind of speed games. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it is fun to go fast, so.
Yes.
That's why I think this looks to be a fantastic game. And honestly, I didn't give fuck all care about the controls for this game. I really didn't even, like, I don't care how I'm going to control it all that much. Although they did say there's going to be quite a bit to the control of this game.
Right, you also have the tilt up and down, so
right.
You can, like push the nose down or kind of lift it up a little bit.
Right, so I mean, that's going to be a big element to the game, which should be a lot of fun to do, too. You know, on top of just having an exciting game that gets you pumped up and everything. So, well, I'm thinking a Wave Race where they scream when you take a jump.
The next is Sonic Wildfire, and we actually don't know a lot about this at all. I have no idea how the Wiimote is going to take advantage of this, or how this is going to take advantage of that, or anything. All I know is that it's a new Sonic game.
Right, and that's why I put this down as a question mark on my list. I have pluses, question marks, and minuses.
Right.
And this is one of the question mark games. It's a Sonic game. I love Sonic. I love Sonic games. I don't like 3D Sonic games.
So far.
You know, right. So far, they've been complete crap, I think. I can't stand them. I have tried to play them, and I cannot do it because they're just not fun. But I remember hearing, and I don't even remember whose conference it was, that they did mention you're going to have more control over Sonic, which was probably my primary complaint with, like, something like Sonic Adventure.
And most people's.
Well, okay, I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. So ideally, this game works out to be pretty cool. It's called, like, Wildfire is the name. I didn't see a title for most of the Sonic games. So if they actually titled this one, is it going to be complete? Is this the one that's different than the other two?
It is different than the other two.
Okay. So hopefully Nintendo pulls it off.
This one has a title. The other is just like
Sonic the Hedgehog. Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm taking a wait and see on that one. Right. Okay. Fire Emblem. This was like, you know, untitled Fire Emblem game.
Right.
For the Nintendo Wii. I have no idea what they're going to do, but the Fire Emblem series is cool as hell.
Yes.
So they can almost not screw it up, which is pretty exciting. It's like taking a great game onto a new console. Good stuff is bound to happen. I had to put this one down as a plus.
You might get to, like, maybe draw the path that your guy's going to take, maybe.
I have no idea, and yeah. I'm dying to find out. But and what sucks is they only showed, and I hate this, because there's a few games, there's actually quite a few, in this, particularly like the Sony list here. But there is a few games peppered through my list here that I've only been able to see, you know, some video rendered sequences of already. And this is one of them. This is all they had, was a little video of Fire Emblem, like the intro.
Right.
While it looked nice, it didn't show me anything about the gameplay.
Right.
So what good does that do me? I'm still excited about it.
We know what the gameplay is going to be basically like, how it controls.
Right, exactly. It's Fire Emblem.
It's going to be like Fire Emblem.
It's not like untitled Nintendo strategy game.
Right.
It's Fire Emblem, so we have a good idea.
You know, you have the different classes, and if they die, they're dead, and it's going to be like the turn-based strategy.
Right, and you never know. They might not use the motion sensing at all.
No, they might not.
You know, it's a possibility, unlikely, but it's a possibility still.
They did already learn from the DS that it's not a good idea to artificially force those kinds of control schemes into a game.
Which is funny, because I'm pretty sure I remember arguing this point on the DS. Like, I can't tell you for sure what I remember arguing about, but I remember when we were talking about the DS way back in the day, I'm fairly certain I was of the opinion that they should put it into every game. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it needed it, I'm pretty sure I remember saying, I can't remember now, I'm sure some listeners remember exactly what we said about it, though, but I'm fairly certain I remember saying it has it, so they have to use it, you need to
put... And that was Nintendo's stance.
Right, at first.
At first. And then they saw how some of the games were very not good.
Right.
and so they removed that necessity.
Right, thank God.
And so I can only assume that they learned from that and don't do it again.
Have faith in Nintendo. I'm telling you have to have faith in Nintendo. They are wise, okay? I had no faith in the Nintendo DS. A lot of people had no faith in the Nintendo. I don't think Nintendo had faith in the DS. I really don't. You know why? Because it's called the Nintendo DS. It should be called a Game Boy DS.
Yeah.
Right? This was like, we got an idea here that may or may not fly, but if it doesn't, we sure in the fuck don't want to tarnish our good name.
Right.
So let's just give another name to it, and we'll see how it flies. And I really honestly believe that. And... You know, Nintendo knows what they're doing, for the most part. And I think, you know, the DS has obviously shown its mastery. And I'm excited, because I've got to get my hands on this goddamn thing now. I'm going nuts here. The worst part is when this friggin' DS Lite comes out, it's going to be white.
Yeah, iPod white.
That's the worst. Yeah, that's
it even has that enamel shine to it.
It's like they hate me or something.
All right, the next one, which I am not at all excited about, the Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam.
I am
is this on this game?
This is on my plus list, is Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, for a couple of reasons. Basically, I had an absolute ball with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Right. But now
I did too.
But well, we've come a certain distance in the evolution of these games, at least graphically. Right.
Well, and every single one has a few little tweaks and changes.
No more loading. That's a very, very nice thing. You just have like a giant city to go cruising around in.
Right.
And that kind of free-form play is a whole lot of fun. And I'm a little worried about it, though, because I'm not quite sure how the Wiimote is going to play into it, though. But I'm sure they'll do the right thing, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. Because it's a fun game. It's a great party game. I used to play it multiplayer with quite a few people. We'd, you know, skate against each other.
I can almost guarantee that you're going to have like little ticks and hitting up with the remote twice, motion-wise, will do something.
That could be kind of cool.
Maybe a little circle or and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll probably be how they use it.
Hopefully. Anyway, that could be a lot of fun. You know, you'd have to... It'd be like drawing your magic rune almost out of it, you know, to do some kind of a trick. Which is interesting you mentioned that and bring it up, because at some point I was going to try to mention it here, and this is a good time to do it, the lack of fighting games. I'm curious to know if Nintendo wants to try a non-Smash Brothers fighting game that uses...
Well, you have Smash Brothers.
Right, but
which
I want...
we didn't even put on here.
Where's Street Fighter? Where's the Guilty Gear? Where's the Soul Calibers? Where's the Virtua Fighters, you know? Where are...
As Rybo would love to point out, Nintendo is not always the best at being strong on release day. And they're actually being a little extra strong than they usually are.
That's a very good point. That's definitely a good point. I remember, I swear to God, there was like four games out for the Nintendo 64 when I got it, and it was like...
There was two on opening day.
There was Mario and
Pilot Wings.
Oh, okay.
Mario and Pilot Wings.
That's pretty weak. Next on the list I had here was Dragon Quest Swords, the Masked Queen of the Tower of Mirrors. One hell of a title that game is. And sadly, this is one of the games that I have to put on the list as something that I actually was very interested in, based on a four second video clip. You know, it looked cool though. The graphics actually looked badass.
The graphics do look good.
They're really polished. Cool. Yeah. It almost looked like the Gollum dude was gonna pop, it was like a gold Gollum. Looks like he was gonna pop out of your damn screen. It looked great. And you used the Wiimote as a sword to slice him up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm all about pretending my little Wiimote is a sword. Okay?
Yeah, we'll have to see.
That can be taken so poorly out of context.
You sounded like Zayfan.
I'll even throw in a bonus for him. Since I was a young child, I've wanted to use. You can paste that together however you would like. But, I mean, that's some kind of a wet dream. Seriously. I'm digging myself into a deep hole here.
You are.
You get to swing your sword around. Up and down and left and right, and actually have it affect things on the screen, which I think that's just going to be sweet. I mean, this is what I need. You know, I need a game like EverQuest where I can just cruise around and do whatever the hell I want and move, and the game reads that. And this is that next step.
Right.
And that's why I think this is going to be cool. This is a good first step. It looks like an action-type, RPG-type game.
I would put a question mark here myself.
I'm putting a plus.
Okay.
I'll let you do the next one.
Why?
I set up Kobar the Bomb.
C4 put on here.
As a question.
As a question, not a minus.
Not a minus.
Madden NFL 07.
Okay. Now, the reason for this is because the Madden games are only bad because EA is pure evil, and they don't really innovate with their game. It's the same thing, you know? Which is fine. It's football. How different can it be?
Well, and the fans would argue with you that, we have...
they can set the price on the hot dogs in the stands.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay, whatever. Now, EA has come out and said, there was a big hadoo about it on some gaming website, about EA says, we're going to aim for 50% innovation in all of our games. Now, I don't know what kind of a joke statement that is.
Or even what exactly it means. I mean, how do you quantify the percentage of innovation?
Right, exactly. I don't know. This is exactly what they are. It was, in fact, on Slashdot, and that's exactly what people were saying. They were like, you know, what the hell? Are they going to have somebody go around and rate their things? You know,
this is only 47% right. Innovation.
You got to work overtime today for that last 3%. You know, I mean, how are they going to, you know, how do they, this is basically marketing fluff for them.
Right.
You know, this is, oh yeah, we're going to be known as an innovative company now, and blah, yada, yada, yada.
Good
luck. Hell with that. What I'm curious about, yeah, good luck. I have no faith in Madden NFL, you know, 2007 for any other console, and I really don't even have any faith for it for the Wii. But what I am interested in on the Wii version is the control.
EA did say they were going to make the control scheme different for the Wii version.
If I can toss that controller to somebody and the game picks it up as like, I threw the ball, how fat is that?
You're probably just going to like act like you throw it.
Yeah, oh,
you,
I'm sure.
And you hold on to it.
I'm sure. But I picture a room full of drunk-ass college kids, you know, beating themselves with the controller, you know, throwing at each other and whatnot. And that could be an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, another game I put down as a question mark here for the Wii was Rayman Raving Rabbids. Now, I like Rayman. It's a cool idea. He's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. They've got really cool worlds, usually really good graphics, and pretty solid controls.
And the different weapons and stuff. You can get the different hands. You've got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, some really good stuff. I have not seen a Rayman game that was not, well, on a console, I guess. Like, the portable ones tend to kind of not be too great, I feel. But the home console ones on your TV tend to be a hell of a lot of fun.
Now, I have not played one since, like, the second.
Right, yeah, it's been a long time, long I think, since I've played one, too. But what I do know, I do like. Mm-hmm. And we've got one coming out here for the Nintendo Wii, and it's something about, like, you know, some crazy rabbit deal, I don't know. They had video of it, and it looked pretty funny, you know, I mean, because they're kind of funny games. They don't take themselves too seriously.
Right.
And they're
the French. They better know.
Right. Right. They're very enjoyable games. So I've got a lot to look forward to with the new Rayman game.
The next one on the list is Resident Evil, and I'm actually not sure. Is this a new Resident Evil, or is it another remake?
It just said Resident Evil, but, like, Resident Evil Wii, so I'm fairly certain it's, like, a new one, you know?
If it's a new one, that could be pretty interesting. Right. I've never been a huge fan of Resident Evil.
Me neither.
But, you know, they're probably going to go with the Resident Evil 4 formula, which helps a lot, in my opinion.
Right, right.
If it's a
new one.
There's
another GameCube game to get.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of myself here. How
and so,
selfish.
I suppose, I was not on this list, but I suppose I can agree with C4 that it's a question mark.
Yeah, right, I mean, with as good and as awesome as Resident Evil 4 was, how cool is it going to be now if they take that same formula from Resident Evil 4, apply it to Resident Evil 5, and give you some pretty sweet controls? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm holding some high hopes for this, that's why it goes down as a question mark on the list. Now, the next game, we had a communal minus here.
Which is bizarre because it's
most everybody hyped else, fucking yeah. game out there.
Everybody else is like all excited about this game, but C4 and I are very
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And I'm a little unsure of even what I'm going to. I will probably not play this game. This is like when, you know, when time comes and Wii's are available and I've got, you know, a pile of games. This game will not be one of them. I can tell you right now, or at least in its current state, it doesn't look like it's something that I care about. And yet, everybody's going apeshit over Red Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it looks like ass.
Yeah, first thing, the system itself, the hardware, is not up to snuff for realistic graphics. Don't try.
Right.
That's not what it's for. Metroid Prime 3, you look at the screenshots, and it looks sick.
Right, they
it
look awesome. Good. But then, guess what? They're not real.
No, they use the tricks that they can and to make it a little different so that it works out. Like WoW.
Right, right.
WoW's graphics look good.
Yeah.
They're cartoony.
Right.
But they're very crisp.
Low polycam. Right. And they still make them look pretty good.
And so a much lower system can push that out. And so as far as the whole realistic graphics thing goes, you shouldn't even be trying it.
They're
on the
taking
Wii.
That in the wrong direction, right. I think. I mean, and currently it looks a lot like Mortal Kombat. To me, I swear to God, like, it doesn't look that good.
When we're watching the movie of it, and the guy's doing the shooting, when he moves the cursor over to the side of the screen to move the guy, it's very sluggish. You watch, again, I'm gonna compare it to Metroid Prime, because, you know, in some ways they're pretty similar,
right,
as far as what's going on.
First person shooter.
Yeah, the Metroid Prime 3 is very quick. It's
yeah,
very
fast
it
action.
It moves
yeah.
and it feels
very
the way
responsive.
It should. Red Steel, you flick the controller over there and it's very sluggish. And I was watching the guy in the conference just fighting it.
They need they have a lot of work, I think, to still be done on this game. I can't get myself excited over this game for some reason.
Yeah,
you know, I don't get it. I think the name is kind of stupid, too.
Since there's no blood?
You know? Right, yeah, right. What the hell?
The best part is, that wasn't Nintendo.
Right.
Nintendo did not tell that company to not put blood in. They decided not to.
The only thing that I like about this game, the only thing, to me, that it at all looks cool, is the sword fighting. You know? And I'm not saying it looked like the guy had an easy time. I'm saying, I want a sword fight. That's what I want to do with this. One of the things on my list of stuff to do with the Wii, sword fight.
Well, hopefully this Dragon Quest thing will be better.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
There probably won't be much blocking and whatnot.
Right, it looks more like, yeah, just kind of like going after and attacking.
But we'll see.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows what the Wii may hold?
And who knows what Red Steel will hold? But as what we know and what we've seen, I am not excited about this game at all.
Yeah, I can't do it. The last game on our weed list
is actually just me, and that's Trauma Center Second Opinion. If anybody that's played the DS version, it was a lot of fun,
that
really
was
cool.
Such a gimme subtitle for this. Second Opinion, you know?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, you know, it is. That's great. Like, I would be shocked if they had anything else.
Now, this game might be really tough sitting, you know,
couple feet from your TV.
From the TV and whatnot. The Trauma Center DS is tough enough as it is, and you have your stylus on the screen. I mean, you're right there, and you're actually touching the screen. So we'll see. But like I said, Trauma Center on the DS is a blast. It is really cool. And we'll see how well the Wii version, sitting on your couch, does.
Yeah, it didn't make my list of anything only because I haven't played the DS one, so I don't exactly know what to expect. But I also don't see me playing Operation for that long.
Dude, it's cool.
Yeah.
If you don't play it that long, it'll frustrate the piss out of you if you play it that long.
Right.
It's hard.
Okay.
You pick it up, you do an Operation, you go to the next one, and it starts kicking your ass, and you want to throw the damn DS across the room, so you put it down.
Right.
And next week, you try the next one.
Okay.
And that's kind of the appeal of the game.
Oh,
you just
okay.
play it for a few minutes, and then you get a little farther, you put it down, you pick it up again another day.
Okay. A little bit of armchair surgeon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're on to the PlayStation 3 list here. This had some... this was actually the, by far, shortest list here. Most of mine are like, question mark this, gonna question mark that. Some of these pluses should be question marks, honest to tell you. I'll go through, I'll change them as I go, because I know which. There's about three in here that are actual pluses. Oh, okay, that's not so bad.
Mm.
No, it is mostly question. Okay, I screwed up on one then. So anyway, the first game on this list is the almighty Metal Gear Solid 4, highly acclaimed series. I'm really anxious for this series to end.
Yeah?
I am. Like, okay, the first Metal Gear Solid was one of the best games I've probably ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, they've been virtually uncontrollable. The graphics are nice, the story is deep, but it makes a better movie than a game, I think, because the controls are just, they're not like they should be. They need to, you know, if you guys have the ability to, you know, set your own controls, give us that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give us your one default or two default control settings, because they tend to suck. You guys are good at them because you developed the game on them, and it was a lot like this, I'm sure. Okay, what are we going to do in our game? Well, we're going to have to shoot. Okay, we'll make that A. You might need to jump. Okay, B. Let's see here. You might want to throw something. Okay, that'll be C. You know, let's see, what else can we, you know, it just seems like they just kind of toss them in.
Right.
And then they get used to it as they're developing the game, because that's just how it was originally programmed. Not everybody thinks that's the best way to play the game, though. You know, and
a lot of people like how these control, but it is important, we've said it time and time again, and it bears saying again, for God's sakes, let us pick.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of people that like to smoke crack, but there's a lot of us that enjoy our heroin. You know, choice, people, choice.
The next on the list is Untold Legends Dark Kingdom. I don't know a whole lot about the Untold Legends series, other than it's the basic hack and slash.
Right.
Stuff.
This was one of my... This game is... I played it on the PSP for quite a while and got incredibly bored of it, but it's way cool. Not the same one, you know,
right,
but the first in the series anyway. And it was a lot of fun. I just... There was a few things that were lacking and just needed a little bit more polish because it wasn't as good as its console counterparts, you know, like the Champions of Norrath, you know, game.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those were, I thought, better than this. A little bit more polished. This game was a lot of fun. It had some cool ideas. I really liked the map system and how you could go to, like, different places and not just beeline it down the one way that they want to take you through the game. Even though you are, you get to see a bunch of different locales, and it feels like you're exploring. Even though you're actually not, but you can. You can just wander the fuck around if you'd like.
Right, and that's almost more important than actually being able to explore. At least the feeling.
The illusion of it anyway.
Right.
Now, I put this down as a definite plus for the PS3 because I could see this being an absolute just time sink for me. I could play the living crap out of this game. And I know I will if and when I wind up owning a PS3, like it or not. You know, I mean, it's going to happen. There was a time where I would have sworn off a PS2. You know, no way.
Right.
And then I saw Suikoden 3, which, by the way, I gotta write this down. We gotta talk about Suikoden 5.
Oh, right.
Right, because that's gonna cause some shit, okay. The next on the list. Oh, this was another one of mine.
The next on the list is Virtua Fighter 5.
Right, this was one of the question mark ones.
And I have never been a huge Virtua Fighter fan.
But a lot of people are, and I'm not such a huge fan of the 3D fighting games.
Right.
So, this game, though, is gigantic, like as far as fan base goes. You know, this and, like, Tekken.
And, you know, I really think it all boils down to Virtua Fighter looked like ass.
Well, but at the time it was like the first 3D game.
I know, but it still looked like ass.
Right, it did, it did.
I mean, everything was all like jagged lines.
I mean, it was gnarly.
It looked like Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. It was just really, really bad stuff, and I couldn't play. And I've never been a huge fighting fan to begin with, but I enjoy the Soul Calibur and I enjoy some other stuff.
See, I got wrapped up into the whole arcade scene though,
right?
Because this is back, you know, Virtua Fighter 1 and 2, back when the arcade scene was still like really hot and alive here in America. Now it's completely dead, and we'll probably never even get a Virtua Fighter 5 in this state, you know. But as far, you know, and
we have the best shot at anybody,
you know. Yeah, probably do. You know, I mean, seriously. And it was a lot of fun though, and I know a lot of people love their fighting games, and just as much as the next guy, so do I. I'm not such a huge fan of the 3D stuff, which is why I put this down as a, this could possibly be pretty cool. This game is up against Tekken 6 or something, though, which I really don't like. I never liked the Tekken series, and I played the crap out of that game, too. I had some friends, and basically, that's all
Every
they had.
Every one I've had has at least one or two guys that, like, you become a master by button mashing.
Right, which blows, you know, and you end up getting stomped by some.
It's the best way to play that character, is just to search.
Yeah. Even, one of the best fighting games I've ever played, Killer Instinct. Saberwolf, man. Mm. Your best bet was just wiggle the controller left and right and pound the buttons in any order you want, and you would whoop some ass.
Yep.
I mean, it was just, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. It was terrible. Oh, you get to do the fat one.
No, it's your turn.
Oh! This goes, okay, this game here is my E3 top pick. Okay? And it's bizarre that it's on the PlayStation 3. Okay? This is Assassin's Creed. This game looks fat.
It does.
From the video that we got to see of the intro sequence.
Yes.
Now, we're basing a little bit of this on assumption and an interview.
But the interview said that the video was kind of like a, not necessarily graphical representation, but kind of general gameplay representation of what is going to go down. You're going to, like, find out where the guy's going to be, and then you go and you could kill him, and then you get to run the fuck away from him like it's Prince of Persia. And I think that sounds like a damn good time.
That could be really sweet if played out well. And see, it's in the time frame I like. I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, I think this is going to just be the shit. And I'm sad to say it's on the damn PlayStation 3. But we'll wait to see what else that winds up coming out for, depending on who, you know, put it out.
No, so. Rumor has it, I don't know if it's been actually officially said, but rumor has it that not only was the, that it's going to be on the 360, but the stuff that was on the showroom floor was running on the 360.
Oh, really? okay. I sure hope that makes the 360 list.
I don't think I've heard any official people talking about this, but that's the rumor, that basically Ubisoft got you know, paid a little extra to say. Because I don't think, did anyone say the word exclusive when talking about Assassin's Creed?
I don't think so, no.
We'll
have to watch the videos again and listen a little bit closer, but I don't think so. But I hope not, because I would like to delay the purchase of a PlayStation 3 as long as humanly possible. I mean, really, which is sad, because the next game that I get to do is my other top pick.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two games, I'm not sure which I was more excited about during E3. So,
the next up is Sonic the Hedgehog. And this one doesn't have a working title, I don't think.
Not that I'm aware of, right.
And we're just talking more or less basic 3D Sonic game.
Right.
They said that they're going to try to make it control a little better and yada yada. We'll see.
Yeah, I have high hopes for it because Sonic games are awesome.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
Were.
They Right, were. And until we went to 3D, they all of a sudden kind of sucked. And, you know, if they have heard the cries of the gamers, they know how to fix the game. Give us back control of Sonic with a camera that works, and you'd have gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sonic games are a great idea, and they're a hell of a lot of fun. As long as you can play them and see what's going on. You know, and that's why I put this, this is why that's on the list. It made my list as a question mark, because it very well may suck, so I'm going to have to take a wait-and-see approach. Next up on the PS3, this was definitely my, this was my top pick until I was told to pay attention to check out Assassin's Creed. And I'm kind of pissed because I was so excited over Heavenly Sword. Mm-hmm. And we've actually seen a lot of gameplay footage of this game. Yeah. And it looks fucking so sweet.
She definitely has a lot of really cool animations.
She's got the moves,
and,
you know?
These two games are definitely shaping up to be PS3's killer apps.
That, well, you know, okay, one game that made neither of our lists here is Unreal Tournament.
That's going to be on the PS3?
Well, it made the list, yeah. It's
really?
On our, it's on our list, just not in the PlayStation 3 section.
Yeah.
And the reason is because you're playing on a fucking console with a fucking controller.
That sucks ass.
You know?
It's a boot.
Yeah. Okay, you, no force feedback either on the PlayStation 3 controller. It doesn't rumble. It does not rumble. They took that shit out. Boy, boy. There's the reason, and then there's Sony's reason. Which do you want first?
I'll take Sony's reason first.
Because it fools with and damages the motion sensing capabilities.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. According to Sony, but that's not why they took it out.
Okay, and the real reason?
They lost a lawsuit because they stole the idea from the guy who owned the patent. And had to pay him like $90 million.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my god, you mean they actually stole something from somebody?
Not Sony! Dun dun dun! How unheard of.
I'm not so sure they've had an original idea since the Walkman.
Dude, seriously. You're right. Oh my god. Oh, you get to do a great game. Let's hear this one.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Finally moving along, because we had three. How many Grand Theft Autos ago? Two?
Yeah.
Three? There was three, Vice City, San Andreas,
and then
and
now
four.
And I think it's good. I think New York makes one of the best
places. Is that where this is supposed to take place?
Yeah.
Huh.
Liberty City.
I put this as a minus on my... We're going back to the same...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I would assume
that makes
so.
Sense.
Because 1 and 2 and 3 were
right,
all in Liberty City.
Right, yeah, okay. That's cool. That would make sense. Okay.
Not that I'm going to play the damn thing.
Right, that's why it's the only minus on my my list here for the PS3. yeah, Grand Theft Auto 4. I am not excited about this for so many reasons. It's kind of... It's you know, we're going to hear about Jack Thompson again. You know, terrorist Jackie Thompson will be back in the scene. We'll have, you know, some idiot kid who actually blames the game on the reason, on his behavior.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'll be back on CNN with all their misquotes and bullshit lies and whatnot. We're going to hear video clips about it. And I'm going to have to work... Well, maybe not so much now, but before I would have had to work with a bunch of people going to buy this game. And I would have been like, fuck you, I'm going to stab you in the face.
Somewhere.
Grand Theft Auto didn't make me do it, bitch.
Somewhere. In Grand Theft Grand Theft Auto 4, there needs to be a giant billboard involving hot coffee.
Yeah.
They have to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're going to have something in there. I'm sure they will. That's going to be hilarious. Like a little coffee stand or something. Would you like some hot coffee?
That could be the name of a
place.
Dirty Donuts.
Yeah, totally. And people will get a kick out of it. And that'll be all the game is worth. Right there. Oh, hey, that was funny. Remember when that happened? Yeah, lovely. Okay, well, now I get to do a game. I'm putting it as a question mark because this franchise here, Final Fantasy, is trying to revive itself, in my opinion. In my opinion, okay? I am not a fan of the Final Fantasy series 7, 8, 9, 10. I do not like them. But previously, they were like the absolutely most fantastic things I've ever played. And then 11 came along, and it just rocked my world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're sitting on the verge of the release of 12 here in the United States, so I don't know yet. And if,
but we hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like 11, but single player, mm-hmm. which that's what 11 needed. No idiots. And it would have been such a better game. So if we take Final Fantasy 13, and I'm only talking about two versions of it here. I'm talking about Final Fantasy 13 and Final Fantasy Versus 13, which is more like an action game,
yes.
I guess. Like, okay. So they can be pretty cool. I put them down as question marks because I don't have much faith in Square Enix fixing the series for me. But that remains to be seen. They haven't released 12 here yet.
This is the first generation that I have not bought in a console because of Square.
Say that again?
This is the first generation that I have not bought in a console because of Square.
Okay.
I don't care anymore. Square can lick my nuts.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But see, now they've got Dragon Quest.
They do.
Which is not Square. It's the Enix part of
right.
it. Which I'm a big fan of because from back in the day, you know, we didn't have all of them here, but we had, you know, like Final Fantasy, we had a few of them here, and they right. were just awesome.
But, see, I can't allow it to be a killer app for me anymore. I refuse to buy a PlayStation 3 because of Final Fantasy.
So I did this not... from the mouth of somebody who bought a Xbox for Fable.
I know.
That's okay. I bought a PlayStation 2 for Suikoden 3. But that game was sick.
Everybody, aside from your number one console, everybody ends up buying the other two because of one game.
Usually, yeah. There's something that finally kicks them over.
Right. There might be a couple games that, you know, they've been like, you know, those look okay. But there's one game that ends up coming around and they go, oh!
I just got owned.
And they go and they pick up the console for
Yeah, you're right.
And for me, it used to be Zelda and Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And they kept burning me too many times.
You're playing the battered wife card?
Yes. I'm playing the battered wife
card. Awesome. All right. This is you.
I don't even know what Lair is.
Lair. Okay, I put it down as a question mark. This is that dragon one with the guy, like,
kicking
some right. ass.
The one that's just like a movie.
Oh, look who just jumped into the IRC here. Ozimo from Lag Radio.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. I fired off an email to them because their email was broken.
Yeah, I sent you one too.
You did?
You lost it, yeah.
Oh, ghetto. Did you resend it?
Huh? Not yet.
Okay. I
lost it. I didn't save it.
Well, I didn't save mine either.
Man, this big old long
really?
Thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I resent them like the shortened, the second time is never the same, you know? So mine wound up being like a little chopped down version. So what I'm saying is you guys need to get your asses over to lag-radio.com and pick up the episodes of Lag Radio because they talk about MMOs, mm-hmm. like strictly, which is awesome because we get a lot of shit when we talk about MMOs, I've noticed. And it's not like the passing MMO. It's like if we get into one, we learn a lot about it, and these games have so much to them that we have to do like whole shows on it.
Right.
You have to if you want to actually talk about how an MMO really is. You can't do it like in passing. You have to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, and since they're dedicated to it, especially if you like MMOs, you should really think about checking it out because they do a good job.
They really do. I enjoy listening to it a lot. They're setting up interviews and stuff like that, which is way cool because we can never seem to get our asses
with some
around
AAA
to it.
Titles too.
Yeah. Good stuff there. I lost my place because of that though. You see what happens? Oh, okay. I don't remember. This is mine. Devil May Cry 4 on the PlayStation 3. Now, I played Devil May Cry 3 briefly. We just totally kind of blew over Lair.
Well, it was like a 45-second movie of some guy jumping from one dragon to another.
Yeah, but the graphics were killer.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was just a movie.
Well, I'm sure. But, I mean, the quality of the graphics of most of these games are going to be pretty high up there. You know, if they're anything like the Gran Turismo 4 that we saw, you know, the HD version of it. And, I mean, that looked damn nice, parts of it.
But so did Gran Turismo 4 on the PlayStation 2.
That's very true.
Actually, the last two kind of go together.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, this was a weird say. Go ahead and...
The reason these are on our list is not because we're necessarily excited on them, but because Devil May Cry 4 and Killzone for E3 2005 were like PS3, two of the PS3's biggest, like, look at what we're going to have titles. They were not even at E3.
Which is very, very peculiar.
Neither one of them were anywhere to be seen. And, don't know about Devil May Cry 4, but I know Killzone. They had that. They was all rendered, and they got some hella shit for
they
it.
They got a lot of bad press over that.
And
one,
I bet they just can't make it look like they tried to make it, because Sony came out. Oh, yes, that's a render, but it's what it's gonna look like.
Right.
It was a target render.
Right.
Because they don't have the hardware yet.
Look at these screens.
Yeah.
Next to these numbers, doesn't that sound amazing? Give us your money.
And so Sony said, to calm down the flack they were getting, Sony said, yes, that was pre-rendered, but it's what it's going to look like. And they're just not there yet. I am almost willing to bet it.
Well, I'm sure it'll render it. Yeah, 2-3 frames per second. Have fun with that one.
Because Killzone looked fucking insane.
It looked spectacular. So that one, what do you bet that Killzone gets pushed back a year, if not more?
Oh, probably, especially if it's not even at E3.
Right, right.
You got a way to go.
That's true. That's true. So we'll see what happens with that, but keep your eye on Killzone because I think Sony's trying to hide it now. So, and they'll make
just make it go away. Like,
yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
What? You know, and Devil May Cry 4, that actually could be an awful lot of fun. I mean, if it's anything, and I know it's going to be just like, you know, the other ones, mm-hmm. Which were really fun button mashers that kicked my thumb's ass.
Yep.
It hurts so bad trying to play. I played the demo for Devil May Cry 3, and it was just like, oh my god, way over the top. There was some really cool stuff in there, though.
Some really cool aspects, like the different things you could, like, spec in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you make yourself a really badass sword fighter, a really badass gun fighter, and that sort of thing's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good idea. A good way to take a game like that, I thought. Yeah. That was really cool. On to the Xbox 360. The surprise candidate of next to ultimate ass kick at E3.
it was one of my longest lists.
You're right here. It's longer than my Wii list somehow. Holy crap. But that's only because, you know, this thing's already out.
Right. They're working on the real next push.
Right. We're seeing, like, you know, the second generation
of
Xbox.
The non-launch titles.
Right. So, I mean, there's going to obviously be quite a bit more. But that also means there's quite a bit more reason to purchase this thing, though.
Yep.
Which is a shock to me that I'm saying those words. It really is, you know? I mean, 6 months ago, you wouldn't have heard those words come out of anybody here. And all of a sudden, I'm trying to figure out what body part to sell to get one. It's ridiculous. Now, top of the list. This was just, you know, a random list, though. Ninja Gaiden 2. Hot stuff.
Ninja Gaiden was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really, the game was cool. And
for all those people that tell me there's no fun games on the Xbox, you need to take another look at some of their really high-scoring games, and most like the magazines and whatnot, because they're dead on some of these really high-scoring games.
A couple of them. Yeah.
You know, yeah, not by any stretch of the imagination. Most of what they said was good, but there's a lot of places that said this game was just amazing, and you know what? It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. So now we're going to see Ninja Gaiden 2. Who knows what kind of cool tournament shit they're going to have with Xbox Live or whatever. You never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they added that whole, the Hurricane Packs, which I think is really cool, by the way. They need to stick with that name for Ninja Gaiden. But for Ninja Gaiden 2 here, you know, I don't know what we're going to expect, but hopefully more ass-kicking ninja goodness.
Well, and Team Ninja was one of the highest supporters of extra stuff,
right,
on the original Xbox,
right,
Live. And so now that they have to have extra stuff, it'll be amazing to see how they kick it up a notch.
I can't wait. I'm excited. This game is going to kick some ass.
Next on the list of Gears of War, I think this looks really good.
This was
good.
Your E3 top pick?
Yes. Yeah.
A 360 game. Hey, you know what?
No.
Your pick is a hell of a lot better than mine, because mine are PS3 picks. Both of them.
It's an FPS on a console.
No, it's a 3PS.
Well, yeah. But it's going to control mostly like an FPS.
Right, right, yeah. And this is why I don't think it's going to be that fun. I think the controls are going to blow this game up.
Well, but the movie, the demo they showed, with the actual gameplay footage, it was all like close quarter urban type,
right,
fighting. And it's been shown that in close quarters, oftentimes a controller even beats out,
right,
a mouse.
A keyboard and a mouse setup, right. To everybody's shock, it's just how it is.
Well, because you have a lot less range of motion.
Right.
So if you're up close and you don't need that range of motion,
mm-hmm,
less range of motion is good, because you have very short,
quick movements.
Okay, you don't have to move as far.
Right.
And so I think it could actually work out quite well.
And the way this game looks is it's going to be very fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, think of how cool this can be when you're sitting there blowing a guy away and a guy is rushing you. You know, and he gets up on you, they're not going to make you, like, you know, move your little reticle over and shoot the guy that's up close. You're probably going to be able to, you know, well, we know you're going to be able to have some really cool melee combat stuff that at the flick of a button, now you're chainsawing this dude's head off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see a couple guys come, you know, off in the distance back by the guy you were shooting, and you can, you know, with another button press, you can throw a grenade. You can throw a grenade at him, and, you know, it's going to be really quick, fast movements that are just going to be perfect on a controller, I hope.
Yeah, it really looks good to me. And because of the close quarters and because of the little bit of the melee and this, that, and the other, I think it's going to play a little bit more like a beat 'em up with a gun instead of your fists.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
And certainly a beat 'em up works a lot better with a controller.
This game went down as a plus on both of our lists. I mean, it's really that good looking. It really is. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It looks a lot of fun. I really like how they use the cover.
Yeah, huh.
Because a lot of games do not, you gotta just get behind something.
Right.
But this, you press a button and bam, he puts his back to the wall and he kind of like goes around and
it's almost like you just have like a generic action button. So right. Like if you're near a wall, you hit that button, you know, he does the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you need that in these games where you know, particularly like 3D games, you've just gotta have a little bit of leeway with the control.
Or a ass ton of buttons.
You know?
That you have
right.
to learn them all.
Right. Oh man, I wish we could do the review of the movie that we saw this week. The one that I got from you last week.
Right.
I really wish we could. Well, we're going to do it next week because that'll be a regular show. Remember where he's describing the controls?
In which game? For which?
His game.
Oh, right.
Remember, and he's like telling his grandma, he's like, this button's for that. And he talks for like 10 minutes. That was fucking awesome. All right. This is me. 99 Nights. This is a pretty cool looking, basically, hack and slash.
Right.
You know, kind of looks like their answer, you know, Microsoft's answer to Sony's Heavenly Sword.
Right.
Basically, God of War, you know, ish type
Which
play.
Is some good stuff.
Flying around and ridiculous combos. I want to stay away from saying Dynasty Warriors like, because I hate Dynasty Warriors because it's just not fun.
Well, I don't
know what makes it so different.
The problem with Dynasty Warriors is that gigantic map and you have like, it's almost like a combination between a hack and slash and an RTS or
like
something.
Like a strat, right.
Yeah, and it is done.
Like that.
To me as well, it just doesn't quite work.
Yeah, I don't like it very much either.
Yeah, Kingdom Under Fire.
Yeah, that was a lot like that too, and that was not as good either. You know, I mean, like it had a lot of potential, but just there was a few things it just fell short on. It's a great idea for a mixed genre type though. That's pretty cool once they pull it off right.
Right. And a lot of people love it.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Next up, we have Shadowrun.
Have Shadowrun.
Yeah, this is just on my list. I like the idea of that whole FPS, like, melee combat combination thing. Kind of like Unreal had one, but it wasn't Unreal Tournament. It was Unreal Championship.
Championship, right.
And if done right, I can think it would be really cool. I have it on my 360 and PC list because of the melee, because of the close range stuff, and it will be interesting to see if that is truly like useful and powerful. Then, if that's the style you like to play it in, the 360 would be the proper choice because this is going to be one of those live anywhere things where you can play people on the PC.
Oh right, okay. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun.
And so I have it on both because depending on what your style of gameplay you would rather play in would dictate which system you bought it for.
The next game on the list was Fable 2. This is the Cobar destroying 360 game here. This game's going to come out, and man, you're going to break down.
You think so?
I think so. You're going to go, God, you know, I did have a lot of fun with Fable.
For 10 hours.
For 10 hours, but God, that was a good 10 hours, and you know, can swing the cash for it, I'm just going to do it. I can see it happen, you know?
Well, I'm already thinking about picking up a 360.
It's going
to be my non-Wii system, I think.
Right, yeah. I definitely think that's going to happen a lot, you know? And we're not alone in this here. There's a lot of guys on IRC that were, like, shocked. At the end of E3, you know, well, at least after the conferences even, people were like, wow, the 360 is coming along pretty nicely all of a sudden, you know? Yeah. It's not like Sony sucked more. Even though they did, it was more like, wow, you know, the 360 is coming into its own.
Microsoft really kind of stepped up the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they can maintain that, and they can deliver. Who knows? They might not still.
Yes.
You know, this shit isn't out yet. But if they do, they've got a juggernaut of a console. They very well may win this generation, at least, as far as the high end of it goes.
Fable was a good game. It was too short. It had some problems, but it was a very solid base, and if they fix the problems in Fable 2, that could actually be a very, very solid game.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been a good game if I actually played it start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was very few games, you know, that I've played.
How many games did you not play start to finish, but you did put 10 hours into?
Okay, okay. Touche. Good point.
But it was a lot of fun. It just had some problems, and if they fix those problems, it will be really cool. Another Sonic the Hedgehog, the same Sonic the Hedgehog that's going to be on the PS3.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot to say there. I got it down as a question mark game. You know, well, we'll keep an eye on it. Who knows what the controls are going to be. We got to wait and see. This is my beaten wife syndrome here with Sonic, you know? I liked Sonic so much. Like, and I'm talking Genesis Sonic.
Right.
That I drew out by hand full-on maps of the levels and colored them.
Oh.
And laminated the pages. I am not kidding. I am not kidding.
Do you still have those?
I don't know where they are. And it was sweet. I mean, like, I drew out, like, every little detail. I mean, I was just like, oh, yeah, I can't play Sonic right now. I'm, like, in class or something. But I can draw the level.
Draw the level from memory.
Well, not all of it, you know, but pretty good. Then I go home and play.
Right. You get the outline of it and then finish it off.
Add in the secrets and all that shit. Yeah, man, it was disgusting. I played way too many video games.
The next one I am very excited for, because it is a Japanese RPG on the 360.
That's right. I couldn't, for temporarily brain shut down, I couldn't remember what it was.
And that would be Enchanted Arms. And it's about time that, that Microsoft started putting some actual Japanese-style genre stuff on their console, because otherwise they have no shot in Japan.
Right, right.
That's why the regular Xbox did nothing. It wasn't because the Japanese hate Americans. I'm sure that helped, because they do have kind of a weird love-hate thing going on with us.
I'm also sure they didn't like the fact that it was large.
Right.
Too. You know, and as dumb as that sounds, that's a factor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Simply put, it is. If it doesn't fit where you want to put it, you don't get it.
Right. And so they have a couple Japanese development houses under their wing now. And I think it's a great move, because I really like Japanese RPGs, and
so does Japan. Yes. So hopefully this will do good. You know, this will pay off for everybody.
One more reason that I don't have to own a PS3, if they have one more genre that I like.
Right. On absolutely. The 360. Exactly. And I was just gonna say too, they've already got them beat by one game. You know, right here. Well, okay. I guess there's that dark. Oh, what's it called? What the hell was that for?
Which?
Or no, not Dark Blue. What the hell console was that for? Blue Dragon.
I think that was a PS3.
I think so too.
But that one looks freaking like 70s anime.
Right, it looks stupid, which is why I didn't make our
list.
But
we only saw...
Right, a little, yeah, bits and pieces of like a movie of it, right. So, you know...
But it looked like trash.
Right, it did not look good, so that's what I mean. Like, as far as those kind of games, that's all I really see on the PS3 at this point. This is all they've come out and said they've got. Okay, so already Microsoft has them beat by one. Bam. Advantage, 360, you know? Mm. Okay. After that was Huxley, which this game is getting all kinds of excited shit about. People are just going crazy about this game.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like some kind of a first-person online, massively multiplayer first-person shooter.
Oh.
So, who knows, because what was the last game? What was that, Plane Shift? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
It did not do so well.
No.
You know, you want to kill people, but like there was nobody there to kill. So you just kind of walked around and shot your gun off, you know? It was kind of like being in the South. It was just kind of stupid. I don't know. It's getting a lot of good press. It certainly looks okay, and the ideas behind it are pretty in-depth. I mean, this is one of the things that we're definitely going to have to cover in the future, you know, in detail. But it's one of the games to keep your eye out for. It's Huxley, Huxley.
All right, next we have a Mass Effect, which is basically the next BioWare RPG. It's sci-fi, and, you know, you got pretty much your standard, very Star Wars style.
And you wonder why I didn't make my list.
But I mean, like, the conversation trees and just the overall way it works, it's a lot like, what the hell is the name of that game? The Star Wars one, the BioWare.
KOTOR.
Yes. It's a lot like KOTOR without the IP, from what I can tell. There's a lot of people really, really love that game, and so that's something to look out for.
Halo 3.
Next.
Xbox Live Arcade titles. Games like Pac-Man, Galaga, Frogger, Contra, those are going to make the list.
Yeah, as long as this is not expensive, this is a good idea. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, these are classics for a reason.
Right. They have withstood the test of time. I wonder if the Contra code still works.
Yes.
The Konami code. Does it?
Yeah, they said it did. In the conference, I think.
Oh, really? That does sound familiar.
The guy's like, yes, the code works.
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone's like, oh!
Yeah. That's awesome. So I'm actually looking forward to that because you know what? These are fun games, and this is what this is all about. Now, Microsoft, you know, and Sony do have their work cut out for them to go up against Nintendo's Wii that's going to have a giant library of past games to play.
If only from Nintendo.
Right. So, I mean,
if they didn't have the TurboGrafx-16 and the Sega came on
Genesis.
Board. Yep. If they didn't have those, they'd have an absolutely gigantic library.
Right. So, Microsoft and Sony do need to answer back to that somehow.
But Live Arcade is that cool, those cool, like, MAME-type stuff.
Right, yeah.
That the Wii won't have.
Well, you know, you're right. I don't remember seeing any of these on that list. Well, we'll see. We still don't know what Nintendo's decided on that yet, so.
Next up is, a new Turok.
Right, I couldn't tell if this was a remake.
I don't understand why they would just remake Turok.
Me neither. Turok wasn't that good.
No, I had fun playing it.
Right,
but
yeah.
It wasn't that good.
I could see a remake of, like, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
But I could not understand a remake of Turok, so we imagine it just says Turok. So we imagine this is a new Turok game, which is cool, because Turok may have not been that good, but that doesn't mean it didn't have great potential. Because it's kind of cool, you know?
The first one I actually had quite a bit of fun with.
Yeah, I played it on my 64.
The second one started to lose something.
Yeah,
the third one
I
was like,
ugh. I could not handle past that.
But the first one was very solid.
So hopefully this will be a great title on the 360 that we will have Crysis-like outdoor effects with, I hope. Because I like the whole outdoor thing, and killing dinosaurs is cool because they're big and scary, you know? So that's neat to me, and that could make a very good game. The next Xbox 360 game on the list here that I am, like, incredibly excited about, not for my sake, but for your sake.
For non-PC gamers?
Right. We're talking the bastard that plays Counter-Strike on his PC still with his GeForce 2, you know, MX fucking piece-of-shit video card, but he's got a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360 and a Wii and a fucking monster TV. So that this poor bastard can feel the awe that is fear. First Encounter Assault Recon. This is coming to the Xbox 360, and I hope it kicks some major ass, because it is a hell of a lot of fun if played correctly.
Next on the list is Prey, which I refuse to put on the 360 list because I put it on the PC list.
It made both of mine.
Yeah. But it looks pretty cool so
far.
It
looks awesome. We've talked a little bit about it before. First-person shooter, some spiritual Indian shit, and some cool effects, and lots of killing.
Of dimensional Indian...
weird peyote-induced time travel something.
Sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, this one is going to win some kind of awards, I think, right here. This is... this is reason alone to purchase a 360. This made a plus on my list. And I know, I'm a fucking dirty bastard, I know. Dead or Alive, Extreme Beach Volleyball 2, in the hizzy. Coming to an Xbox 360 near you. Awesomeness.
Well, at least it has good physics.
Amazing physics. I mean, this game is going to rock the physics world to its knees with its amazing ability, and I can't wait to see how well this does. And sadly enough, it could be a whole lot of fun in a room full of a bunch of dirty old men. I imagine they would just enjoy the living shit out of this game. What's not to like, really? I mean, come on, just need to add some gameplay to it, and it's just an award winner. Christ.
Okay. Next.
You laugh in disbelief.
Yeah, I do. Because all I need is the opening scene.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need to pay $50 for the opening scene. next on the list is Virtua Tennis, which I have never played any of them. Virtua Tennis 3.
Virtua Tennis 3 from Sega. And I loved the hell out of the original Virtua Tennis. And then I played the second one. It was called something weird, I think, though. Like Sega Sports World Tennis 2K something. I can't remember, but whatever it was Virtua Tennis 2. Right. And it was cool because it took what was just a basic, you know, ping pong game and gave you, like, some RPG elements, you know. You could, like, work on your guy's stats or whatever.
Increases, like, ability to spin the ball.
Right, you know, you could get, like, clothes and shit and go on a world tour and all kinds of craziness, right? The original one didn't really have that. You just had, like, you know, a play game, and it was just, like, tennis versus tennis on the Dreamcast. And it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. After that, we have a game that this could be cool. If Phantasy Star Universe, if they can get their shit together and actually pull this game off. This is, you know, an MMO Phantasy Star game. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is, though, it's like 1 and 2 in some, I guess.
Wasn't that Blue Shift?
Hell if I don't know.
I thought Blue Shift was 1 and 2.
Oh, wait a minute. No, not Blue Shift. It's not Blue Shift.
Or Blue something or other.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember what the hell. Blue Shift is a Half-Life 1 expansion pack.
Yes, it is.
Christ.
It was Blue something, though.
Yeah, it sounds right. You know, right, because I remember playing it on my PC, and it was those two, huh? So that's right, because this one's supposed to be all is new stuff then, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember those people freaking out about this one, saying, when is this going to be ready? We don't want to put the same game twice. Okay, bam, got it. Thank God you're here. All right, so that could be incredibly awesome on the Xbox 360. That's going to go toe-to-toe with the Final Fantasy XI juggernaut on that console, as far as MMO space goes.
Next on the list is Golden Axe, which I really liked the Genesis game. But this is going to be a standard hack and slash.
Right. I put this down as a question mark because unless they make some major improvements, I don't see it being worth the price of admission.
The only way they could really, really make themselves different and really retain the Golden Axe name would be to do it like New Super Mario Brothers did or Contra did.
Right.
And do that 3D side-scrolling, which I really want them to start doing more of.
Yeah, it's cool.
Maybe not 50% of the game space.
Right.
But I want to see companies do that more because it's really nice to go back to our roots with nice graphics and new levels and worlds and stuff. And
right.
So, but they're not. This is full 3D, regular gauntlet stuff.
So we shall see. Now, we had... skip down to the last... Well, this gets weird. Okay, so we have another Plus game on here, which I put down, which is already out. Tomb Raider Legend for the Xbox 360. This game is actually fun. Believe it or not, it's a Tomb Raider game that doesn't suck complete ass, okay? It's actually fun to play. It controls really, really good with that controller. And the only complaint with the game, really, is it's maybe like a, you know, 10-12-hour game. That's about it. So you might want to wait till it hits like the $30 mark,
right.
But it is definitely worth picking up on the Xbox 360, Tomb Raider Legend. Now, we had two games that they get minuses, because I'm shocked and appalled these games fucking are coming out for this console. Do you want to take one? Take the one on the first page.
The first one is The Sopranos. And I don't even, what is the gameplay of this?
I can't even imagine. All I've managed to see of it is like a couple of screenshots where they're like in the what's it called? The strip bar place. There's a name for it, though.
Oh, the Bing.
Okay. And they've got, like, censored bars over the chick's boobs. So...
Well, not necessarily in the game.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But it looked like it was in the game.
Hmm.
So, we'll see. It can't be. There's no friggin' way it can be. This game is gonna be rated M. I know it is. Because they're gonna be cussing and swearing.
This is gonna be Mafia Tycoon.
Oh, this is sad. You know, you're probably
that
right.
That would actually be the best way to do it. Like, you have to build up
You know what? Yeah, you're probably right.
You have to build up your, like, trash business, and then you're doing this, that, and the other. And
worry about all the money laundering and keep the money coming in. Yeah, you know, you're right. That might not be a bad idea.
That would be the best way to do it.
It's going to suck, though. It looks so bad, too. Have you seen pictures of it? It looks bad. Oh, my God. It looks crap. I don't know. It looks like a joke. another game which I have, and I'm putting it down as a negative, because not because the game is bad. We don't know. But I'm like, I have no interest in it at all.
This has two hits against it. This
one here? Yeah. Okay. Superman Returns for a third flop, I'm sure.
Historically, this has two hits against it. Not only is it a superhero game, but it's a movie game.
Right. Exactly.
Holy hell.
Okay. And remember, I was thinking of the other one, the older Superman game, is what I thought you meant originally.
Superman 64?
Right, right. What a joke that was, and I was trying to think of what else you were talking about, but yeah. this game could not do good, particularly because of what you said there. It's a movie game. They're pushing this game out because the movie's coming out soon. And this game is not going to fly. So, yeah, we'll see how bad that is. You know, and it's like, it's sad because it's like, you know, and so it begins. Here are all these crap games coming down the pipe. You know, they're still there. We haven't managed to shake them yet. You'd think these guys would just give up, but they're making too much money because idiots are buying them.
Oh, yeah, because they love the movie.
Yep. Let's move along.
The Nintendo DS.
Dun, dun, dun.
First on the list is Star Fox DS, which I am very excited about.
This could be incredibly cool.
It's supposed to be very much like Super Nintendo.
The original Star Fox game?
Yeah.
Sweet. I put this down as a question mark because I've been burned since that one. You know, I didn't like it. You wind up with shit like Star Fox Adventures, you know?
Yeah.
You've got the 64 one, which takes you 2 hours to beat.
But it was good.
It was all right. My problem with it was this. It was not good enough that I kept playing. So it's like, I rented it, I took it home, beat it in 2 hours, and was like, this game sucks. And never played it again. You know, it was fun, but it wasn't that fun. You know, and it just was like, well, why would I want to replay this and go to different levels that are just as easy? You know,
right.
I just didn't have it. I just couldn't do it. Well, I got to do a cool one. Castlevania Portrait of Ruin.
Yep. Basically, another one just like Sorrow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Area of Sorrow,
yeah.
Dawn of Sorrows.
Dawn of Sorrows,
right.
That's it.
So, should be pretty good stuff. I mean, they've got the formula down. They just keep shoving crap out the door. What I want to know is, and I don't mean crap. I mean, they're just shoving games out the door. But what I want to know is, when is the Castlevania series going to hit that, like, Tony Hawk? You know, like, okay, one a year is a little much. You haven't changed shit. You know, when are we going to get tired of the Castlevania games, you know?
Well, I think this is not quite it, because the last one was just so good and it was so critically acclaimed that I think we're still kind of early in that.
I hope so, because they're good games.
Right, and we had a bunch of them in the past, but this is almost like a new type of...
Right.
So yeah, I think this is a perfectly good thing to pick up and whatnot. You know it's going to be good.
Right, that's what, yeah.
And as long as you're not tired of it,
you're going to enjoy the shit out of yourself. I know. This is one of those games, and the other one, that are really driving me to go ahead and pick up a DS, which is why I'm trying like hell to hold out for 3 more weeks for the DS Lite. My resolve is breaking. It's hard. It really is. next up, this one is... Oh, this is a Kobar special here. Why don't you go ahead and take this?
Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2 March of the Minis. Now, anybody who's played the original on the Game Boy Advance, it was a pretty awesome game. And I'm interested to see what they're going to use the DS for to add to get the gameplay. It's basically like you have a level, and it's kind of like puzzle. You have to figure out how to get through it.
Okay.
And you have Donkey Kong, much like in the original Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong's your enemy, and he's trying to thwart you.
Right.
And so it's...
That's good. At least they keep that in there.
Yeah. It's good stuff. The Game Boy Advance game was actually quite a bit of fun. Next up on the list is a new Kirby for the DS. And, you know, that's always good times. I really like Kirby. It's kind of interesting how you swallow the guys and you turn it...
Take
you get
on
their powers.
Right,
and so
right.
You sword Kirby. Or...
And did you ever play the one on the Canvas Curse?
I own it. It's
you...
fat.
See? So we got another Kirby game coming out?
But this one is going to be like normal Kirby. This is not going to be like Canvas Curse.
Oh, okay.
This is with the D-pad and the buttons and you jump him. And,
gotcha. Okay, this is a Nintendo DS game list here.
Right.
After that, I've got a question mark by this one, and I think you wrote this down on your plus list. It's Yoshi's Island 2. And I was not a huge fan of the original Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, I had actually never played the Yoshi's Island.
Ah.
But
the gameplay was pretty cool.
I've heard great things about it.
Right. Okay. I can only imagine it's going to be a pretty good game. It looks pretty cool, and I'm actually excited to see how they take their style of play and use it's weird and use the stylus though. So that could be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn cool. Yoshi's Island 2. I know a lot of people are getting all excited over that one.
Next up is Children of Mana.
This one makes me sweat. Oh my god.
We'll see. The whole series as a whole has been kind of meh.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, see, okay. The what the hell was the one that I played first? It was on the Super Nintendo. Secret of Mana, right? And that game was just the bomb. Mm-hmm. I loved it. But then it's like I go ahead and I play something like Sword of Mana that is so bad, you know, where it uses like the same ideas and everything, but it just like it was put together so poorly. That game would have been so much fun if the AI wasn't complete ass. It really would have been a fine game. I was enjoying myself and I struggled and struggled and struggled until I gave up the game because I could not fight the bad AI anymore. I mean, and I'm talking about of the creatures that I fight and of the characters I control.
Right.
You know, because you don't always have 100% control of all your dudes, just one of them.
Right.
And it was just too hard. It was just like, it's not worth fighting this game just to try to get through it. And I got hella far, too. And I'm pissed because it's like, God, it had such potential. I mean, I was even playing it at home on my Game Boy Advance player here, you know? And I just came to the point where I was like, okay, fuck it. You know, this game pissed me off one too many times. So hopefully they knock this one out of the park. Final Fantasy III, this is like completely redone, all 3D and everything. I gave this one a question mark on my list. And the reason is because I'm not so sure how well this is going to transition into 3D. Simply put.
Why?
Why? Why? I just don't know if they can pull off... Okay, the graphics were not too impressive, it seemed like, for one. It almost seemed like I was looking at Final Fantasy VII on the PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. Why take a great game, one of the 1-6 Final Fantasies, what I think are fantastic games, and try to 3D-ize it? You know?
Well, because people don't like playing with the old graphics.
They do. Sony doesn't want them to put it out on their console, and Nintendo's probably pushing against it. Although, they're not really showing it, because, you know, they got a lot of 2D games out. But I know, like Sony, they will tell you, no.
Right.
You cannot do that. Must be 3D. You know, but who knows? Maybe they're just feeling the pressure of it. Like, you know, maybe it's time to take some of these old franchises into 3D. Like, where the hell is my Final Fantasy VI? Where the hell is my remake of that? Like, okay, I'm totally content with you guys not fucking up my game, but at least come out and say, we're never going to do it, so stop worrying about it. You know, or it's coming. We're working on it. It's on the list of things to do.
Well, it's coming out again for something.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there.
Next up is The Legend of Zelda.
Note my question mark next to that one. Not my plus.
I have a plus. The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. I have a plus because, yes, it is Wind Waker 2.
Right.
Okay. But what is the biggest, if you pick one complaint about Wind Waker, what's it going to be?
The boat.
Right, but what about the boat?
Spending 7 days from island to island.
Right, and they're cutting down the time because it's on a freaking handheld.
Right.
Okay, you're not going to be spending 7 days floating from from island to island.
Yeah.
And they have, I want to see Zelda-style puzzles with a touchscreen.
Yeah, they're going to be spectacular.
And I think as long as they kind of cut out some of that crap, like floating on the boat for the next, like, literally 45 minutes...
The streams are getting cut off here. We probably got about a half an hour, 45 minutes to go.
God.
Yeah, I know, because we have a giant PC list to go through, and
a disturbingly large PSP.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's a shock. I remember going through this list going, oh my God, Sony may have pulled their shit together with the PSP. So HWHQ.com, you can get the rest of the show in all its glory, but we're going to carry on now.
Okay, where the hell were we?
We were talking about...
Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to play it. I might get burned again because, you know, Wind Waker did suck. But I don't think it really sucked.
That bad?
Yeah. Like, it was fixable.
Okay, I have another complaint about it, though, that is like a hard... See, okay, I used that time to my advantage, right, by all the swimming around. Or floating around, because I would get up and take a whiz. I would go get some food. I am not kidding. I would go do something, you know? So it was, and things it was I needed to do. I needed to get up and check the mail. I mean, I needed to, you know, take a crap. I needed to go fix a sandwich.
You could do every one of those things while you play.
That's what I... Because now I get to take it with me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But see, the nice thing about Wind Waker being on my GameCube is I could walk away from it because it was so crappy that I could like forget about it while I was off doing whatever I wanted to do. But my other complaint, though, was the lack of actual, like, things to do, like dungeons and whatnot. Like,
there were very few dungeons, and like the ones that there were, they were kind of small.
Right, and that was disturbing. Yes. That was really disturbing. It was easy. Did you ever die in that game?
I don't
think so. You know, I mean, it was just, there was just so many little bad things added up. And that's why I'm in fear.
I don't remember dying in the N64 one either, though. In all
honesty. Oh, really? Oh, okay. I got my ass beat in that water place. The water temple.
The water temple screwed with me, but not combat-wise.
Yeah. I drowned, I'm sure. I don't remember if I could drown. I need to go back and play that.
No, as long as you had the blue tunic, which you did by then.
Oh, okay. Then it made me angry. All right, you better go ahead and do the next one, because I have fucking nothing but weird things to say that don't make any sense. Because I don't know what it is.
Oh, right. The next on the list is Phoenix Wright, Justice for All. Now, I don't know how many people ended up playing the original Phoenix Wright, but it was actually pretty cool. Like, you go around collecting evidence, and then you'd take it to court, and you'd have all your evidence, you have to present it in court to win your case. And it was actually quite a bit of fun.
It must have been well done, because I've had a number of people actually tell me that this is actually a good game, and I refuse to believe it. And it's not like I'm actually disbelieving it. I've just never seen it, so I really don't know. But it's got such a dumbass name.
Phoenix Wright?
Yeah. That I just want to laugh at it, you know? I just want to poke fun at it, you know? It's stupid. It sounds dumb, even though it's cool. I don't know. Well, I never played it.
It takes a little bit of thought, though, which is kind of interesting.
Right, there must be something good about it. I mean,
you have to collect all the evidence, and then you have to like figure out, okay, how am I going to use this evidence to win? And it's pretty cool.
Huh. Well, it must have done really well, because now we're getting a sequel. You know, so it must have done good enough.
And actually, they had it on a very limited print.
Oh, that's what I heard.
And everybody, like, flipped out.
Yeah.
And now it's selling for crazy on eBay.
Yeah, that's what Shane was talking about on Dual Screen Radio. That's fucked up. You gotta do the next one, too, because I can't remember. Well, they're Khobar picks, not mine, so yeah. I don't even know what they are.
Deep Labyrinth. I don't know a whole lot about it, but it seems kind of like an action RPG. Like, first person, though, a lot like maybe Morrowind or Oblivion, that sort of, like, gameplay. But on the DS.
Wow.
Yeah. No, not as good graphics, although the graphics are pretty impressive. Right. They're nice and smooth.
Yeah, this could be amazing.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Talk about not being able to get any work done if you can play this kind of shit with you, take it with you. That is awesome. Deep Labyrinth for the Nintendo DS. The next one, well, somehow it made my list, and I don't know why you didn't pick it. Or did you? No, you didn't. But it's kind of...
I have it, so I didn't think
I have it too, and it made my list.
Yeah, but I'm playing it.
Ah, fuck. I hate myself and want to die. New Super Mario Brothers. I don't think there's really a whole lot more to say.
It's fat, pick it up.
Yeah, because we're going to do a full review on it here pretty soon.
Yeah, if you like side-scrolling platformers, if you liked Mario 1 and 3, you need to pick this up.
That's
just all there is to it.
I also put Micro Machines, and it says version 4, I guess. It says V4. Maybe it's not version. Maybe it's like a V4. Like a car thing.
Yeah.
You know? What do they call those things?
Valves?
Is that what it's for?
I think that's
what
it's for.
I have fucking no idea. Sure, we'll go with that. Micro Machines. And I put this down only because those games are fat. They really are fun. It's really cool when you think about it, because when I was a kid, I played with Micro Machines.
Yo, so did I.
And I got to drive them.
Hot Wheels.
You know, yeah, right. But I played with a lot of Micro Machines, just a few Hot Wheels. More Micro Machines, probably because they came multiple ones to a pack.
Right.
So I could set up like little demolition derbies and shit and not like dent my little metal car, you know, like a Hot Wheel.
Right.
Or, is that what it was? Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big ones.
And, no, not big ones, little tiny ones.
Yes. They were big compared to Micro Machines.
Right, okay. okay, gotcha. And I would like, you know, drive around my room and shit, like on my bed, and I would make little tracks. I would ruffle up my comforter and make like a dirt track, and I mean, seriously, like...
Oh, yeah, I had a big old case of Hot Wheels. Same idea.
Yeah, right? Okay. So, imagine being able to play this on a video game now. And you get to go through cool things that you didn't have at your house, like a pool table or whatever, you know, like things that I just didn't have, you know. And so you get to play courses on these, go to like your father's work area outside and drive around on all this stupid shit and dodge nails.
And there's been a couple of these, haven't they? And they've done okay.
Yeah, yeah, because they're actually pretty fun. I mean, they're really simple. You have gas and brake and steer, and that's all you need to race. And they're fun as all shit, because not only do you get just like cars, you get fucking boats, and you get to drive around the tub and shit, you know, dodging rubber ducks and soap bars and bubbles and stuff. It's cool.
That sort of thing is interesting. It's nice to have a different kinds of tracks than your standard desert track.
Right, exactly. You know, that's why I definitely put this game out as a plus, because, you know, they're fun. They're fun. Sadly, I put the next one down as a question mark, and it's because of my personal distaste for the series. Now, the rest of the world is putting this as, like, you know, a plus. Mega Man ZX.
Yeah, I also have never... He feels too floaty. He's always felt too floaty or something.
I don't like the way it controls.
Yeah, there's something not quite right. And we've talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but so there's a new Mega Man game coming out for the DS. Pretty good stuff.
Next on the list is Diddy Kong Racing. And I've always felt that Diddy Kong Racing was just like...
The cheap Mario Kart knockoff? Yeah. Me too.
It's a lot like Mario Kart. I mean, it has a few differences. There's like planes and stuff going on too. But I mean, why play this when you can play Mario Kart?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's my feelings on it too. I put it in as a question mark though, because who knows, they might have improved on their formula a little bit to make it that much cooler. Maybe a little bit more original, I thought.
Yeah, at least different.
Right.
Like, they need more than just the whole airplane every once in a while thing.
Right.
To make themselves really stand out from Mario Kart.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not a real huge fan of it, but I do like that type of racing game. So it very well could be cool. I'm keeping my eye on it. That's what these question mark games are. Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy. Now, I know the original ones went over huge. How did I get stuck with the Star Wars game? They went over huge.
Surprisingly. I mean, it's a kid's... It was designed as a kid's game.
And
it's a Lego game.
Yeah, and like it seemed like everybody in the damn world decided to play this friggin' game.
Yeah.
But me.
Well, me neither.
Oh, you didn't play it either? For some reason, I really thought you did. Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I kind of wanted to.
But, I mean, now you've got an excuse for the graphic quality. You're on a DS. Okay, so you're not really losing a whole lot of graphic quality compared to the other ones here. You're looking at Legos, for Christ's sake. But it's, you know, a whole story about Star Wars and kind of fun, you know, because you're playing around with Legos. Again, this kind of plays on the whole things when you were a kid, like Micro Machines.
Yep.
You went through this in your head as a kid. You know?
Legos were my big thing.
Oh, really?
And Transformers were just huge.
Transformers, lots of He-Man. I had like little action figures for all kinds of shit.
I had
army men. I had a lot of army men too.
The He-Man thing I ever had was that skull
Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, with the microphone.
Yeah.
I had that. But
remember GoBots? They were like the total ripoff of Transformers, right? Well, I had like their good guy base thing. Yeah, at least I'm pretty. Yeah, it must have been the good guy base thing. And it had like a motion sensor in it, so you could detect like the evil GoBot dudes.
Really?
Right. So, and it was cool because when I was a kid, I mean, I was seriously like 5, I guess, about 5 years old. And this, it had like a little motion sensor deal. So you turn it on, you know, if anything passes in front of it, you hear woo 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 woo, and it sets off this alarm. So I would set it in front of my door, you know, and it was like, and then I'd go wander around the house, and that way, if like my sister or my mom or whatever would go in my room, I would know it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was pretty cool. GoBots were so ghetto though compared to Transformers. It was sick. All right, I lost my place, so pick up.
next up, I have no idea.
Donkey Kong, King of Swing.
I never even saw this.
Word.
I missed it.
Oh, yeah, Donkey Kong games are a blast. They're a hell of a lot of fun. Like, I mean, remember playing the Donkey Kong on the Super Nintendo and whatnot? Donkey Kong Country and all that? Really cool, fun side-scrollers. And we've got one coming out here for the Nintendo DS. It's going down as a question mark game because...
This is
going
to be like a Donkey Kong Country?
It looked like that. It looked
but,
like that.
But 3D? Like the N64?
Hell, it kind of looks 2D on what I was looking at, though.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird.
Because Donkey Kong Country was the shit.
Right.
But the N64 one was kind of meh.
I don't think I played that one. I don't think I actually played that one. I played the Super Nintendo ones. Yeah. And let's see. Oh, this is the one negative on the DS list, and it was a previous negative.
But on a whole new scale. Now you have 3 hits against it. Superman Returns. It's a movie game. It's a superhero game. And it's on a handheld.
Yeah, this game is going to tank. Seriously. And then there's a... Oh, I put this one down as a question mark. Marvel Universe Trading Card Game. And I put this down because fucking card games are fun. They really, really are fun. And sadly, this day and age, not a lot of people get their hands on anything that's not electronic. You know, there's just not that many people out there that are playing this.
I like electronic card games.
Why?
I'll tell you why. I will.
You have the whole deck.
You have the whole deck. It has a little extra something going on. You know, there's some graphics.
Graphics,
usually.
Right. There's explosions. Like, I saw that there's cards like, you know, block. You know, whatever the other guy's trying to do.
And you don't need anybody else around. If you're alone.
Right.
And you want to play, you still can.
Yeah, that is way cool. That is really cool. Because I've actually come to the point, sad but true, where I've tried to play, like, Jihad, mm-hmm. you know, by myself. You know?
Like and, playing against yourself?
You know, yeah, and it's just, it doesn't work. Yeah. You know, it's just not as cool. We've got the P...
Did you say what that was?
Marvel Universe Trading Card Game. Yeah, I said it right at the beginning there, yeah. We've got, you know what we should do? Should we skip none of the PSP games? No, that's longer. Okay, PC games. Although it does seem like out of place, doesn't it? Like being on the ass end of the list?
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's do the PSP games then.
Okay.
Okay. This is all you.
Is it?
I'll do it. Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops. Now, I put this down as a plus. From somebody who doesn't like Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and all the weird little extra Snake versions Peter. They have. Yeah. This one looks to be a little bit more like it's going to play the original, which was just sex. You know, it was just friggin' awesome. So hopefully this will kind of... Because they're limited. Bam, you're on a PSP.
Right.
You're on a PlayStation Portable. You cannot do all this ridiculous graphic crap, plus you're limited on your controls a little bit. You know, it's like not as easy or something. You don't have the second analog stick. You don't have...
Fewer controls.
Is not always a bad thing.
No.
You know? So...
Next up is Monster Hunter Freedom. Now, I put this on my list because I wanted Monster Hunter to be really cool. It looks really cool, and I think they dropped the ball a little bit. But hopefully they can pick it back up at the PSP. This is the one where you're like, it was an online game, and everyone had like these giant weapons and stuff, and you went around fighting like T-Rexes and stuff.
Huh.
Do you remember this?
No.
Okay. I'm a whore for giant weapons. I just am. And so I had to put it on the list.
Okay. Fair enough. Then you had... This was on your plus list on my minus list.
This is more on my, like, question mark list.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Next up is Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. Now, you put it on a minus for the sole purpose that it's a Final Fantasy VII game, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, I did.
I put it on my question mark list because it's not...
It's got gay... Doesn't it have the same characters?
Well, as I recall, it's more centered around Vincent, the guy with the gun.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
And I think it's a little more, like, action-y, and it's not really just a regular Square RPG.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to keep my eye on it. Square, maybe it'll be cool.
You don't do anything else. Stop trying. Stick to your movies. Seriously. That was bad. You just do this one too, and then we'll do the next one together, and then we'll.
I don't remember this
one. Oh, okay. Then we'll just go ahead and scratch. It's on my plus list somehow.
Is it?
No, I put a K in there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what that was either. Okay. So Dungeons and Dragons Tactics. I am such a bastard because it can say Final Fantasy on it. And give out free blowjobs while you play, and it goes on my minus list. Yet it could be Dungeons and Dragons on the front cover there, and bitch slap me, and I'll put it on my plus list. And that's basically what happens here. But this actually does look really cool. Based Dungeons and Dragons Tactics. Imagine Final Fantasy Tactics without the gay.
Yeah.
You know, can you go wrong? Although it's not going to play 100% exactly like that. The idea would be, oops, I think I knocked the microphone there. It's not, you know, it still looks like it's going to be a great lot of fun.
Right.
And hopefully play up to D&D horrors like myself.
Next up, this is just... Just on my
God
list.
Damn you.
And this is Star Trek Tactical Assault.
I even spelled it wrong.
Now, I put this on my list because the one decent Star Trek game that there's been, and I can't even think of the name right now, but you were like a Star Trek, you were like a captain. Well, of any ship you demo, please, you could be like Klingon or something. But and you just kind of controlled it, and it was more tactical. Like, because you were the captain, you weren't like sitting in a pilot seat trying to fly the thing necessarily.
Uh-huh.
You like made orders for where they were going to move, and then like you had to use energy management. And you had to send you had to send like medical teams to different areas because there was damage, and you had to like it was a little more tactical. It was actually very decent.
Star Trek Tycoon.
And this looks a lot more like that. And so it's not so much that it's Star Trek, but that the whole tactical thing of it was kind of interesting. So I put it on my list. I also put Bomberman on my list because I had a blast with Bomberman as a kid.
Sadly, somehow I missed out on the whole craze. I played a few of them and just didn't enjoy them that much. I also play alone, though. Right. And I think most of the fun comes from playing with other people, though. At least it appears to me, anyway. The AI has never been that crafty.
Right.
You know, when you're like when you're playing against somebody, though, it's quite different because then you got somebody trying to really screw you.
Yeah.
You know, and this game should make my list simply because the Bomberman formula is gold, as long as you have other people. And, it, you know, honestly, I didn't even see it when we were going through some lists of games. So I would probably put it as a question mark, though, only because I want to see how good they add, like maybe add game features, game play types, you know, maybe mix it up a little bit.
Right.
I would like to see some of that. You know, the next ones are like almost all mine, so I'm just going to start blowing through them, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so, and it's basically because they're pretty quick. They're PlayStation Portable games. I am shocked that this list is this big. I am, it's almost like Sony finally decided, you know what? Let's just actually try to make this thing work. Because apparently we're going down in round 3 of the home console wars. So they had Dungeon Siege Throne of Agony. This blows my mind. That's a Microsoft title, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dungeon Microsoft, Siege?
Yeah, Gas Power Games, I think. I don't know if the Microsoft was actually publishing this one.
Yeah, probably not. I'm sure there's no way they would have wanted that to come out on a PSP. But
they might not care because it's handheld. It's not
right. Yeah.
It's actually not direct competition.
Yeah. So who knows? But Dungeon Siege is not that bad of a series, especially not as bad as we give it a time around here. You know, we tend to dig on it a little bit, and I'm not so sure why we dig on it more than other things that are a lot like it. This is called Dungeon Siege Throne of Agony for the PSP. I don't know. If it's got the same formula, more or less, probably, you know, more hack and slash type running around, dungeon crawl type stuff, with other, like, NPCs, I guess you would have in a party, that can be a lot of fun, and I like those kind of games, and they work really well on a handheld.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I think it's a little more like, it'd be interesting to see how they do it, because in Dungeon Siege, you actually click
right
on the guys.
That's why I'm sure it's going to be more like,
and it might just be, like, wherever you're facing.
Right, yeah, who knows? I'm not really sure, but I'm keeping an eye on that one. And Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins. Did you ever play that? Well, not
Ghosts and Goblins.
Ultimate one, but yeah. Like Ghouls and Ghosts or Ghosts and Goblins. And
I never managed to, no.
Oh, man, they were a blast. Like, as ghetto as they kind of seemed, you're just this dude who walks around who throws these little things.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of fun. It was basically the Mario formula, really, side-scroller.
Right.
And you, but except for instead of, like, jumping on things, you threw these little, like, javelins at them or whatever, and you get hit once, you die, like small Mario, but if you pick up, like, an armor set, you could get hit once, then your armor breaks off.
Right.
I played the crap out of these in the arcade also, and then way too long on the Nintendo.
There was one for, like, the PS2 that was called something completely different.
Fucking piece... Fuck, yeah.
No?
No. Oh, it pissed me off. Yeah, I have it.
Max something or other?
Yeah, Maximo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have it. And it would be the fattest game if the controls and the camera... Well, the controls aren't even that bad, actually. The controls were fine. It's the camera.
Mm.
It really helps to be able to play a game if you can see it. Just a general guideline tip to the developers out there that... Just maybe didn't pick that up at class, you know. Fucking, they didn't, you know, their Sam's book had a program award-winning video games in 24 hours.
Right.
The chapter might have been skipped. I don't know. You were pressed for time. Keep that in mind. You need to be able to see what's going on around you, okay? Just, you know, hey, thoughts, you know. I don't know what I'm talking about. The next game, now this one, honest to God, like, I had, like, a reaction to this when I saw this on the list.
I thought he had, like, a brain meltdown. Like, a like, circuit blowout in his head.
That's pretty much what happened. I could not believe it. It was just like an overload, okay? Now, it's not even that it's that good of a game. It was more originally that I was shocked to see the title. Dungeon Motherfucking Explorer is coming to a PSP in your pocket. This is a game that I played more than any other TurboGrafx-16 game out there. Now, I don't know if this is new or a remake, but it doesn't matter. They're fun. And I can sum this game up in few words. Gauntlet with more classes. That's all this game is. That's it. But honest to God, it's Gauntlet. I mean, as far as you walk around and stab dudes that come out of never-ending little thingies, that's all you do in this whole game. You have two magics, black and white. Depending on the little black and white bottles you pick up, you stockpile them, you know, so like you need some white magic. Depending on what class you are, it does different things, you know. So like, let's say you're a priest. You suck down the white magic and everybody, all your, you know, you and your cohorts, it's like four player on the TurboGrafx, or five player, I guess, on the TurboGrafx and the duo, and they heal, and if you use the black magic, let's say it, like, you know, damages the undead. Right. Whatever, depending on what class. There's thieves, monks, fucking warlocks, wizards, bards, fighters. I mean, there's a long list, and it's a blast, and it's dumb. Gauntlet is not that amazing anymore. It's not, but it's still fun to play.
Yep.
And I'm just totally blown away to see that this is Dungeon Explorer on a PSP. Like, I can't wait. This, yeah. Anyway, Metal Slug Anthology. This is, you know, Metal Slug. It's a shoot 'em up, awesome arcade games you played a lot of, probably. You know, I think they had some on the PlayStation. I know I played Mr. Dual Parallel. It's some Metal Slug. Fuck, I can't remember which one we were playing. No, that was a lot of fun. So now you get a whole pack of them on your PSP. These kind of games are perfect for that, I think, for a portable system, you know?
Right.
Just side-scrolling shooters. It's kind of like R-Type and shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You listening, Sony? That's a great fucking... Put Gradius and R-Type on the PSP. Holy shit. That's going to be sweet. And then there was The Legend of Heroes 2, Prophecy of the Moonlight Witch. Oh, no, wait. Wait, what the hell am I looking at? No, I skipped all kinds.
No, just one.
No, I skipped, oh, I did, okay, that's right, so I'll just make my little note, I skipped it here. Yeah, the role-playing game.
Right.
It needs more of those, I think. I'm not a huge fan of these. This one's even got a question mark on it, so actually, yeah. The next game up was Killzone Liberation.
Now, I'm pretty sure they just took the PS3 version, said, you know what, we can't do this. Scaled it down a little bit and slapped it on the PSP.
That's where it went! Shit, I knew that game existed. Ah. Nice spot. Okay, cool. I was wondering what happened to that. I got a question mark by that one because I have no idea what to expect now.
Right.
I am simply blown away, but with all the hype it got, it did kind of get you excited just seeing the name of it. Ooh, it's Killzone. I got to check this out. So I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Sonic Rivals. This is cool. This looks like a versus Sonic game. So, right. Like, I would play, like, against you.
Right.
Or whatever, and we would have, you know, races and puzzles and things that we had to do
maybe
to fight each other.
Modes and...
That's cool. Really cool. Using the Sonic characters, Shadow, Sonic, Knuckles, who I never liked anyway.
Tails.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing him in there, but I'm sure he's probably there anyway. So I don't know. Looked pretty cool. It's got a question mark. another minus. Goes to Superman Returns the video game. On your PSP. I cannot understand them. I mean, are they not just spamming the game community with this game? It's like, oh, our movie's coming out. We
they
gotta
always
get this
do.
One out. I know.
Movie games go for every single thing they can get it on. One of the reasons they suck so bad.
Yep. I wanted to make that point. That's why I keep bringing this up. Stay away from this game. It's going to be bad. It can't be any good. It can't be. And I gave a minus to Ghost Rider. And this is why. Ghost Rider's fat. The comic was fat. There's a movie coming out real soon with Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider. Minus points right there. And then I gave two last question marks to the PSP games. Valkyrie Profile Lenith, which actually looks pretty fat, but I want to keep my eye on it just so I can find a little bit more about the gameplay on the handheld.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. This looks cool. You're going to have to check this out for yourself. That's simply put. It's Valkyrie Profile Lenith, L-E-N-N-E-T-H. And then Guilty Gear Judgment. I have control questions with this game. I have a Guilty Gear X for the PSP, and it's a lot of fun. But the controls blow because the PSP D-pad is the suck. And I'm hoping that they do something along the lines of what Capcom did to fix that, where they have like an overlay for it. You put something on it, like a little rubber pad, and it makes it not suck.
In Japan.
In Japan. Exactly. We're still SOL. So I'm hoping that something like that gets over here. I don't care, you know, because we need something like, because I want to play Street Fighter 3 Alpha Max on my PSP, and I can't. Because the controls are that bad of the D-pad, not the layout of the controls. The right. D-pad is absolute
shit. Not the developer's
shit.
Fault. The...
Right, right. It's Sony's poor planning on their D-pad. I never liked it, even on the PlayStation, the DualShock deals there. Never liked the way it felt or anything. But you know who came through for me? Microsoft with the Xbox 360 controller. I was playing Street Fighter using, let's just say, some software, playing... some fighting games that I liked, a little bit of Street Fighter here and there, using the Xbox 360 controller, and oh my god, it's like it was designed to play that game. It is that good and that responsive.
Good.
It's friggin' sweet. So, like, points to Microsoft, you know? They nailed the controller.
They have a good controller.
I
Sony has no idea what they're doing with controllers.
No, they do not.
They steal stuff and they do a poor job of doing it.
It's almost like they're the Microsoft of... this generation.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That could be scary. And finally, we have the PC list. I want to let you take this one.
Alright, first on the list is Vanguard Saga of Heroes, but it's got a question mark from both of us now, because we just don't know.
Yeah. This went from being like what I thought was going to be the next best game.
Yeah, and there's...
MMO.
There's all kinds of very conflicting rumors on both sides that, oh my god, it sucks, oh my god, it's the shit. There's the whole Microsoft thing, and some people are saying that there's a rumor, an industry rumor even, that they actually bought the IP from Microsoft because Microsoft was forcing them to be a Vista-only product.
Ah.
And then there's other rumors coming from people that know it was just a piece of crap and Microsoft wanted to drop it. Microsoft has put out, like, AC.
Right, yeah.
Which seemed like it could have been okay, but it was incredibly, incredibly unpolished and rough and just incredibly bad.
Asheron's Call 2 died, crashed and burned early, too, didn't it?
Yeah, and this is 4 years into development. I don't see Microsoft actually doing that. Mm-mm. They've already put this much money in, and they want to get at least box sales.
Yeah.
So
make some of that money back.
Right. So there's conflicting rumors, and we just don't know. So we'll have to wait and see.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm shocked because this game looked
bad. It has a fuck ton of potential, but if they screwed it up, they screwed it up.
Yeah, simply put.
Yeah.
So it wound up getting a question mark from both of us, which is pretty sad. That game fell hard, just in opinion. So, like, I'm dying to get my hands on, like, a beta key.
There's also a lot of hate going on for the main guy because he was the head of EQ1. And there's a lot of back and forth, oh my god, it's the shit, oh my god, it sucks, for that game too. So that carries over a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that just hate him just because.
Right.
And so we'll have to see.
This is a sad thing.
Yeah.
This game might get killed because of just, you know, rumors.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not killed, canceled, but I mean, like, it might just not sell well because of things people have heard. And that's pretty sad. This is why both of us... We're going to have to check it out on our own terms to find out what's actually going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see on that one, which is interesting because the only MMO that made the real list here anyway was Vanguard. And then this game that I didn't actually see on most of the places, I don't even know if they represented down there, but I know it's coming, and I'm excited about it because it actually looks pretty good. It's called Hero's Journey, and it looks like a really, really cool MMO. From play.net. You can go there. They have, like, screenshots, like, a fuck ton of them, too. Like, there's, like, 200 screenshots there or something. It's nuts. And it looks really, like, the graphics look cool and everything. I hope they can put the gameplay behind it. But this game, for whatever reason, doesn't have the hype machine rolling for it. I mean, this has been, like, the quietest MMO I've ever seen. Like, it's wild. It's just, you don't hear people talking about it, even though it looks like it's going to be a major player.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't get it. I don't know why this game just kind of gets glossed over. So go to play.net, check that out.
It might just not have the money backing it for a hype machine.
That's what I figured. It's got to be. They just, you know, just going, hey, we're going to release our game, and, you know, if it's great, people are going to play it.
Oh, yeah, and then word of mouth will start, and it'll pick up
steam. Exactly, because the MMO crowd pays attention to the other MMO games. Right. You know, it's like just one of those little clicks, you know?
Well, because it's a very addictive genre, and people have to have their fix, and so they're always looking, where can I jump ship if things go south?
Right, right. If things go Sony on me, where can I go, you know?
That's great.
This next game gets... I didn't. Hero's Journey. Go right ahead.
Okay. This next game gets major pluses. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
It's UT2K7.
Right.
And I am a huge fan of Epic. I think they do really great work, especially with their engines. Their games are very solid, too. But the engine is just incredible.
It's amazing what this game will run on. Well, what the previous games will run on and run well.
And you can only assume that they will keep up that work.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because that's where their real money comes from, is selling.
Right.
Because the UT2K, the Unreal 2 engine, is like the most used engine ever. Like, you look at what engine this game's running on, and a lot of times, unless they made their own, it's Unreal.
It's Unreal. Right, right. It is. So, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen all the Unreal 3 videos out there because just how amazing things look. And I remember Sony was showing off the Unreal 3 engine a while back, too, running on PlayStation hardware.
Gears of War uses it.
Right,
because,
right.
Well, that's another Epic game.
Right, well, yeah.
Yeah, it looks just as good as 2K4 did. I mean, there's some real solid gameplay in there. It's good for that just solid Quake 3, like,
right.
Deathmatch goodness.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I like it for right there, is that multiplayer, you capture the flag, a bunch of different little game modes, you know. Some of them I don't really like as much as others, but you know what, it still has the core, you know, gameplay styles, game modes, you know, like capture the flag, deathmatch. It's got the long-standing, tried and true, capture and hold type, you know, just stuff that everybody enjoys playing. Just really well done and fast action gameplay, and that what makes it for me. That's
as
what
well
makes
as
it.
Some other stuff that is hit or miss for different people, and
right.
It's nice to have that extra stuff. And hey, you know what? I really like that mode.
Yep.
That's something new and fresh. And
now, if we could just keep all these little cheater kitties out of these online first person shooters, I'll be a happy camper.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why a FPS MMO would actually be helpful, because it's all you pay for the
right
to be on a closed server, where a lot of your stuff is held, and you can't really cheat near as much
right.
in that
right.
sort of situation.
Right. So keep an eye on that Huxley game, then.
As well as that Tabula Rasa, which we didn't put on there.
Yeah, either. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really think I have I'm done for a while with these MMOs. I look at them, and I'm like, what a waste of time this was going to be. You know, I'm burned right now. Now, I know, Kobar knows, the listeners know, that will change. You know, I go through my phases. I mean,
oh, sure.
I will play first-person shooters for like a year.
And so you're lucky that there's nothing really going on right now.
Right,
in that
space. Yeah. We're
kind of in a lull.
Right. You had a great point earlier, too. The last bastion of hope for non-WoW type gameplay style in an MMO.
Right.
You know, and that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. And this is why we're looking at... How the hell did that have to do with Unreal Tournament?
It didn't.
No. Oh, let's talk about MMOs, right.
Yeah,
I
picked up the cheating
Vanguard,
kit.
Right. Oh, okay, right, right. Yeah, that's what happened. So, it's getting late, people. Okay, do the next one here. Oh, well, we talked about this already, though.
Yeah, the Shadowrun again. But for the same reason, only the opposite. The faraway shooting is going to be better on a PC.
Right, right. Definitely. BioShock, this is what do we call it? A spiritual successor to System Shock and
right.
System Shock 2.
Bat games, and I'm looking forward to being able to play it in updated graphics
yeah.
the new ideas
right.
and all the rest of it.
This is probably going to be one of those games that I definitely have to pick up. It's going to be lots of hype, lots of fun, you know? So it's going to get you excited to play it, and then I'm going to have to go out and I'm just going to have to buy this stupid game, and I'm probably going to beat it in 10 hours and be like, wow, that was cool, though.
And
hopefully, though.
And then you'll like yell at Rybo, and he'll say, but that's not...
System Shock 2 was better.
Yeah.
It's the best. And we're going to get into some big, huge argument. Damn you, Rybo. All right. I got to do the next one.
Okay.
Heroes of Might and Motherfucking Magic 5. Now, when this game comes, which that should be really soon here.
Yeah, in a few days, I think.
Yeah, I think 20... Holy shit.
Seven.
Wait a minute. 2 days... No, 23rd.
23rd, yes.
2 days till this game lands. Oh, my God. Wow. I can't wait. I better check in to see if I have any sick time coming. This is going to be exciting. Heroes of Might and Magic 5, it's a turn-based strategy game. It's basically the cream of the crop, as far as I'm concerned, with turn-based strategy games. It's fantasy-based, but incredible fun. Go ahead with the next one, then, here.
All right. This one I am really looking forward to and have been for a long time.
We've even talked about this on the show.
Yeah, Project Offset. It looks incredible. I really like the idea that they have with the whole fantasy FPS thing they got going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will play up to what I think it's looking like it's going to, and then it'll be a lot of fun.
Hopefully. We have this marked down as a PC title, and they are trying to get it onto a next-generation console.
Yeah, and the engine, which looks incredible. The graphical part of this engine looks insane. And this was done by three dudes in a garage.
Yeah.
The engine was.
Yeah.
The game had, for the game itself, they have since added new people to work on the different stuff, but the engine was coded by three dudes in a garage.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah.
That is sweet. That shows you what hard work and dedication can do.
Yeah.
You know, you listening, Electronic Arts? Seriously, tap, 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 can you hear this thing? Okay. Neverwinter Nights 2. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this, because here we are with a D&D game again.
Yep.
You know, this game has my money already. So, what am I going to say? You know, it's going to be a cool D&D game. You can play online with a bunch of people. I'm sure you're going to have... And the whole thing with Neverwinter Nights is that they give you the ability to create your own dungeons and worlds,
mm-hmm.
which is taken to some crazy extreme level with, you know, Neverwinter Nights 1. And that's why I can't wait for this, because the graphics now are outstanding. The Neverwinter Nights graphics, I'm sorry, they did not hold up very well.
They didn't hold up on day one,
yeah,
really.
They're
kind of muddy. And
I own two copies of that game. I mean, it's actually got some fun stuff to it, and it's got a lot of great ideas. And I think my biggest fault is that I didn't play around with the editor enough. I think
right.
I would have been all kinds of
or playing up. Around with the people with the stuff that other people made with
right,
the editor.
Right, right.
Because a lot of people said that this game is not for the original campaign.
Right. And I'm so bullheaded about it. I'm like, nope, gotta play the game before I start fucking around with mods and shit. And I think that's why I kept killing, you know, my fun with Neverwinter Nights. So
it's not really what it was even designed for. It was designed
for that
online community, that online D&D experience where some dude's sitting there making a campaign.
And they did it, though. They made it right. They really did. That is all out there. You just have to go look for it and actively, you know, work with it and figure out how the mods install
There's
and all that.
There's even persistent world mods.
Yeah, I know. I am not at all sorry that I own two copies of this game. I am not. It was worth every penny. I just wish I would have actually stuck with it a little bit longer, but sadly, now that that fat version is out, the diamond one, it's like the graphics are just bad. So,
next up is Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, and this looks like it could be pretty darn good.
I'm stoked.
I watched a rather long gameplay video of this, I don't know if you did, with one of the developers talking in the background.
No, I've been to the website, though,
right,
and checked that out.
They're showing off some of the features, and this looks a lot like a Oblivion that was designed just for the PC.
Thank God. Now, I have one... Okay, so when you say that, though, you mean single character, right?
Yes.
See, that's the one thing about this game that I am not pleased with.
Is it having a party?
Right. Because the Might and Magic games, you have a party.
Mm.
Now, they have strayed. They had that Might and Magic Legends crap, right? Didn't play it. It was ghetto. Then, you know, we had that whole 3DO lost their property of, you know, the Might and Magic licensing, and now Boobie's got this. And they gave us Heroes of Might and Magic 5, which is a spectacular game. And then we have this Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, and I'm bothered by it because it's like, it's been so long. I want Might and Magic 10, the RPG.
Right.
You have a party. I want that again, because they're fantastic.
If these two games sell well, I guarantee it'll happen.
Yeah. And fucking Heroes of Might and Magic 5 better sell well, despite all the rampant piracy this game has been going through right now.
It's terrible.
That's
the worst part. Ubisoft finally says, fine, we're not going to use Star Force.
Yeah.
No one wants it.
Yeah.
And for valid reasons, we're going to get rid of it. And all of a sudden, boom, there are people on the official forums talking about the game weeks before it comes out.
Yeah, I went there and read it myself, too. It was
good
sick.
Good fucking God,
it
people.
It was sick.
Have if you're going to pirate it, have a little sense not to rub it in the developer's face.
I know. Do you think they really want to work on a Heroes of Might and Magic 6 now? Fuck no, they don't. They're pissed off at you. You know, I mean, I happened to cruise across some places like about a week after it had already been pirated all over the place, and I was still seeing torrents with 10,000 peers.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucked. I was really pissed off. But Ubi, I want you to know, I am picking up the collector's edition of this game on day one. Real day one.
I'm still
I, yeah, I know.
I'm still thinking about it.
It may not be your style, you know, your thing. But you know what? I just can't get enough. This has been something, a long-standing series of mine that I've just loved, which is why another reason why I really want the role-playing game to come out. You know, the party-based role-playing game.
It might be all about that, because I never got around to playing any of them. But
fucking
I've,
cool.
I've heard from all old-school RPG players that it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're badass. Like, just don't play 9.
Right, like 6 and 7. And
6 and 7 were probably the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were awesome. 4 and 5 were dope, because 4 came out, you could play the shit out of it, it was awesome. 5 came out, and you could, if you had them both, bam, you could, like, go between them. And it was called World of Xeen.
Dude, that's
it was
cool.
Fucking awesome, yeah. It was really. I have them. I own every single one of those games except for 9. You believe it or not. Yeah, I don't own it. It's garbage. I would probably pick it up if I saw it for $10, though. I probably
just to complete the second.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Next on the list is Gothic 3. Now we're just keeping our eye on this one because. Gothic 1, especially, was a really cool game. They did a lot of really good stuff with NPCs, like having routines, like they would close up shop and go to sleep, and this was all stuff that was not really a part of the RPG game space at the time, and they were one of the pioneers of that kind of stuff, and picking what class you were going to be throughout the game, instead
right.
of just like, I'm going to be a wizard, boom,
yeah.
Now you're born and you start playing a wizard.
Right.
And they were one of the, if not the, pioneer of that kind of stuff, and it was actually really cool. It's from Germany, and the playability, the controls are a little funky, but you get used to it, and it's pretty good. So I'm keeping an eye out on Gothic 3.
Me too. Basically, from a graphics only standpoint, though, is, you know, it looks fantastic. I didn't know too much about the original ones and didn't play them either, but I heard some pretty good things from some people, though. You know, but generally they were RPG fans, and they told me, yeah, these were good games. But then I heard a lot of bad things from people, but they generally weren't RPG fans. So I didn't know what to think, and I was like, well, I never came across it. I never picked it up.
The story and the RPG elements are where both of those games really shine.
Okay, you have to do the next one because I don't care.
No?
No. Like, not in the least.
We're talking about Spore. And this game is either going to be uber fat or really, really dumb. And that's really what it boils down to. If they do it right, it's going to be awesome. You can take a single cell organism and then create a whole species to take over the universe.
Can
someday.
I make a predicament here?
Huh.
It'll be fat for a week.
That could also be.
Like a lot of Sims type stuff. Will Wright stuff, it just dries up for some reason so quick for me.
Fair enough. Like, I can play The Sims for about an hour.
You know, yeah. When The Sims 1 came out, I seriously played hardcore for like a week. Since that first week was over, I've just hated it. I can't touch it. I just think it's the biggest piece of shit in the world. I don't know why.
Well, I still say it requires a little paying attention. Because it might end up being pretty darn cool.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it very well
may
be.
It's like 4 games in one.
You know. They're going to try to put this on all kinds of shit, too.
Yeah.
With cell phones and crap and, you know.
That's just bizarre.
You know, yeah, I don't know how
I hope the PC is really the focus.
Yeah, it better be. It better be. Command & Conquer 3, Tiberium Wars, and the Command & Conquer series is a long-standing champion of the real-time strategy genre. So, pretty much... As long as they don't fuck up their system, they could do pretty good here, I think. And, you know, they've got a lot of fans that love their kind of games. I am not such a huge fan, though, because I don't really care for the, you know, nukes and the tanks and the very realistic type stuff with, like, a little bit of craziness, you know, like...
I really enjoyed Red Alert.
Right, okay.
Since then, meh.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a huge fan. I would prefer to play Warcraft. The Warcraft series was fantastic, and I had a lot of fun with StarCraft, too.
Yep.
I really liked that, but and I've never been a huge supporter of the Command & Conquer series, but they are fun. Maybe if they would just adopt Blizzard's controls wholeheartedly, maybe they would be better games. I don't know. Micro Machines, that V4, is actually coming out for the PC also. And as long as the controller support is good, I could see me playing that over the console version, just because I'm more comfortable sitting in front of my PC.
Just got a nice comfy chair.
You know, right.
It's your spot
it's
in the house.
The spot, right. You know, so that's why I could see me playing it on that instead. This one, I don't know if it's like out or if it's just out.
right.
I'm not sure. I haven't.
We have to check.
Yeah, we would have to look this up because I don't know. But this is one of the ones I've had on my watch list for quite some time. Hitman Blood Money. I like the Hitman series. They just never pan out to be as cool as they should be. Somebody said that the other day on IRC, and I was like, yep. Fuck, that's exactly what's wrong with these games. They have these great ideas, and they're just... You know, yeah, but they are fun, though. And actually, I played two up until I could not tolerate the constant crashing anymore. I had the PC version. And, I mean, this game crashed all the time. And I couldn't play it. And I was having quite a bit of fun. But it was, you know, not the greatest game. So, I don't know. I figured, okay, well, whatever. I'll just wait. And then, poof, I just haven't seen one at all. Because it is a lot of fun. And you really do get to feel like you're some badass assassin in there. I mean, it's pretty cool. But maybe if they would mix more elements of maybe Thief in there, we'd wind up with Assassin's Creed and just be all happy, I guess. So, this game I had to add. Fuck, I'm barely remembering what this was about. I had to add this to the watch list, though. Call of Juarez. And it's J-U-A-R-E-Z. And it's like a Western.
Right, like an FPS.
Like a first-person shooter Western. It actually seemed pretty cool, and there was some whole... There was a catch to it that I can't remember now. There was something about it that made it sound like extra cool, not just generic first-person shooter in a Western. There was something you had to do, I think, and I can't remember what it was now. But it sounded actually pretty cool, so I'm going to keep my eye on that one because I actually haven't played a really cool Western. I thought Gun would be it, but that game turned out to be just shit on a stick. I did not like that game. Once I actually played it,
right.
It was just sad. So I'm hoping this game is pretty cool. Now, a game I added to the watch list here was EverQuest 2. It's an expansion pack. There's actually an expansion pack and an adventure pack coming out for EverQuest 2 here really soon called Echoes of Faedur.
Yes.
Or is that how you pronounce that? Okay. And an adventure pack called The Fallen Dynasty. Now, our understanding is this game has mostly repaired itself from the damage done, you know, in the beginning.
By the original team and...
And Smedley's decisions.
Yeah.
I guess.
Which, if that's true, what a shame.
Yeah. I could have been hooked on this game for years if they didn't originally fuck it up and chase me away. And I hate to say it, but now I'm hearing so many good things about this goddamn game, and it's like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I am hearing a couple bad things, though. You know, I'm hearing that, like, basically their subscribership has gone so low that they've changed what the servers say. Thank you, Error, for letting us in on that one.
Yeah.
You know, where it said high population before, everybody was low. So they respect it so that, you know, like, way hella less people is high now. I mean, God. And he said it's like just like a ghost town.
They need to just give up and start consolidating.
Because, you know.
I mean... Lots of people is important.
Right, yeah.
You need that...
This is why you play these games.
Yeah, you need that critical mass of population.
Yeah. Although, you know what? I would not want to go back to that game because it would run like ass again. Because I'm using the same PC. I haven't made any hardware upgrades since I was playing that, except for the sound card, which wouldn't really help. You know?
It ran okay on your machine.
Barely.
No, dude.
Barely.
It ran like ass on my machine.
Yeah, but...
And I dealt with it. I just kind of, like... Stayed out of town as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh God. I don't know. I'm sad almost. Like I had a lot of fun playing, and then I felt like they chased me away. You know, like I got the finger from Final Fantasy. EverQuest chased me away. I don't know what to do. You know, WoW just is stupid. And I don't know what to do with myself. And it's like I don't know if it was finally enough to rub me the wrong way or what. But it's like, man, MMOs are stupid. They got so many problems going for them. Just lay us out the perfect game, and we'll all happily pay.
Well, the genre really is still young.
Right.
I mean, when you consider that the development times are much longer.
And right,
people play them longer.
Yeah. And
it moves slower than the other genre. I mean, you want to compare it against FPSs. The genre of FPS has been around for decades.
Right.
And the MMO generation has been around for a decade, but it's slower. I mean, there's only a handful of games in a generational situation.
Right. That's a good point.
So it's still a very young genre. They just need to iron out the kinks some more.
Yeah. There's an expansion pack coming out for Dungeon Siege 2 called Broken World. Now, I'm such a retard. Somehow I've managed to not play Dungeon Siege 2 yet. I even have it installed right now. And I want to play it. Because, and the only reason why I even installed it was because we were playing Diablo.
Right.
And it got me thinking about it. And I was like, oh yeah, man, I've had this game sitting around for ages now and had full intentions of playing it, you know, a while back and never managed to play it.
It really is decent.
It seems pretty cool, because I've managed to go through the first part now like 7 times. I keep like firing it up, you know, picking my guy, and going through like only part of that like initial tutorial, and then stopping. And then since it saves you back at the beginning because I never finished it,
right.
I have to do it again. I'm getting really good at it. And my guy keeps getting more and more of the same like starter gear,
right.
So I'm like loaded up on potions already, and I've got to...
You lose it all.
Oh, really? Oh, so lame.
When the actual game starts, you get thrown in prison. And you lose
That's terrible. Terrible.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No, that's better than I know.
That's the first 15 minutes of gameplay, so...
Oh, crap, yeah. Yeah, that's how far I've made it. Because the graphics aren't that... Well, it's weird. The world looks pretty damn good. The characters look kind of like ass.
Yeah.
It's strange. I don't know, but whatever. Hopefully...
You have it nice and panned out as best you can.
Right, yeah, and it looks good. Yeah. It looks really good when I'm... And I'm zoomed out, and I have a fat high resolution, you know, so... And it runs pretty good, so... Now, the next game here... Notice I gave it 5 pluses here. Been waiting ages for this one. I can't... This was more of a joke. Duke Nukem Forever. Curiously not present. Now, on the PC... Okay, I got a pile of minuses here we need to go through.
Halo 2.
World of Warcraft, The Burning Crusade, are you serious? These people need to get a life. This game is... This oh my... I don't even know what to say. This expansion pack should have came out on, like, day 120. You know, 4 or 5 months into the game-ish. You know,
well,
because...
the first expansion pack is usually about a year.
Yeah, but see, there's usually content for a year. With World of Warcraft, okay, you run out of content, I'd say when it was fresh, after maybe 5 months. Okay, later on down the line, like now, you can pick it up and as a completely new player to it and have it done in 3 months, you know, maybe even less if you have more time on your hands. And so, too little too late, sorry Blizzard, nice try. Miami Vice, a third-person shooter.
Holy mother of all things.
Fucking,
holy.
What the hell are they thinking? This can't be good. And when I saw this, I was like so disappointed. I was like, dude, there's so many cool games here. And all of a sudden, I'm facing Miami Vice. This is going to be one of those $30 games sitting next to the CSI game, you know?
The only saving grace about this is if there's many jokes about mustache rides.
There won't be. Another one, and now this is more like I'm scared shitless because they're taking something cool, Reservoir Dogs, and trying to make a game.
Yeah.
They're gonna screw it up. And I'm not going to be pleased. Here's one, Desperate Housewives, the game. We got an email about this a couple months back from somebody.
Yeah, and we mentioned about who the hell are they trying to get to play this?
The 45-year-old housewife.
Oh, yeah, because they play a lot of computer games.
They're playing the CSI game, I'm dead sure. I swear to God, all these crappy-ass TV games. And now this one here, Jaws. They're coming out with a new Jaws game. Is there a movie coming out that I don't know about?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I do want... I bet you that some developers just wanted to make a shark game.
Yeah.
And then they used the Jaws.
Used Jaws. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll give them credit. They actually used... You're the shark.
You know? Yeah. That's the thing. That's why it's a good idea, yeah. I haven't been a shark before. I've been a dolphin.
Yeah.
I haven't been a shark. Okay. I'm not so sure how I feel about that, but it looks retarded. On the Genesis?
The Dolphin?
Right, Echo. Yeah. Right. So I'm not so sure what to say about that one. Now we got a couple of cool ones here. Really, really well, except for yours on the bottom of the list there. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking. Prey. This gets pluses from both of us.
Yep.
As a PC game mainly, though. I did have it on my Xbox 360 list, but this looks good, so we already talked about it. Crysis. We talked about this last show.
Mm-hmm.
Looks absolutely fascinating.
Hopefully the gameplay plays up.
Outside.
Yeah, the graphics are insane.
Right, we know that's happening.
Yeah, we'll wait to see what the graphics...
Do we know if this is Vista only?
I bet you it might be.
Well, it's DirectX 10, so who knows what this is going to...
We're actually not sure if DirectX 10 is Vista only, are we?
We're not sure. I'm sure the world knows. Oh. Yeah.
But it might be. There's a lot of rumor.
So. I don't think. Well,
there's a lot of rumor of Microsoft trying to make Vista only stuff.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, huh. What the fuck is that all about? That's jacked. Although, you know what? It's not. I'm going to stand up for Microsoft here. You know why? I'm sick and fucking tired of running across computers that still run goddamn Windows 98. It happened to me just 2 days ago. This bitch had fucking 90, and it was version 4.10.1998. It wasn't second edition even. Trying to install a fucking wireless card on it for her DSL. No graphics card drivers, 64 megs of RAM, a Celeron 400 megahertz. I wanted to stab her.
Oh,
I was so pissed.
You can't even surf the net with that crap.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I did.
Did you go to anything Burly?
I even found graphic drivers for that motherfucker. What do you mean Burly? Like Flash animations? Yeah, it works. It's slower than piss, though. It's crazy. And they still use it, and they're like, well, yeah, I only need to last another couple of years.
Another couple of years?
I'm like, are you out of your mind, bitch? You know, and she, well, where can I buy the second edition, then, if I need to upgrade it? No, you don't seem to understand. This software is, like, 9 years old. Okay?
And it's running your shit.
It's disgusting. People are fucking retarded.
It's
no.
One thing to have a 9-year-old word processor. You know? It's quite another to have a 9-year-old operating system.
I swear to God. You know, these people are fucking retarded. Buy the DVD drive. It's like $20 now. Don't tell me you can't afford it. Okay? You want to play, you know, Heroes of Might and Magic 5 that comes on DVD. You know what? And you're going to bitch about it because you don't have a DVD-ROM. You know what? Suck it up. Buy the DVD-ROM instead. Wait 2 months, and then buy the game when you come up with that other $30. It'll be worth it. You will be happy you did so, okay? Yeah, fuck. Anyway, what the hell is this game?
Safecracker?
Yeah.
This looks kind of like a cool puzzle game, okay? You're a guy, and you go into a mansion, and this guy just died, and his family hired you to break into all the safes. This like... kind of twacked out rich dude had in his house because they need all the shit. So you basically go from safe to safe trying to figure out how to crack it.
Wow. Okay, that does sound pretty cool.
And it sounds like a pretty cool little puzzle game.
Huh. I'll give you that then. Alright, that could be interesting to check out. There is a Fear expansion pack coming out called Extraction Point. I cannot wait. I am going to, like, shit and play in it. Just because I'm going to be so happy. Like, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
It'll come out of your extraction pack.
Sadly, I know, you know, I mean, it's an expansion pack, so it won't be as long as it should be.
No.
You know, like as long as I want it to be. I want Fear 2 already. I mean, that game was awesome. I had a blast with it. So, I did meet a guy who didn't like it, though. Big Quake fan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really strange.
He loved Quake 4?
Yeah, he's playing it right now, actually.
But not Fear.
But he didn't like Fear.
Huh.
Yeah. This older guy that I work with.
Next
this is all you, brother.
Next up is basically the same Star Trek game. It's got a different name, but it's pretty much like a PC version, not a portable version.
Oh, okay.
They seem like very similar, and that's why it's on. Gotcha. They're sort of different, but they're sort of the same.
Star Trek Legacy?
Yeah.
Good lord. God save us all. Alright, now this is the winner. This last game is the best game on the list.
This would be Untitled Midway World War II FPS.
Holy shit.
They might as well have come out and say generic World War II FPS number 6542.
Seriously.
It's fantastic. Oh my god.
This is what they were actually marketing this as, though. This is like, yep, this is what we're working on. An untitled World War II first person shooter at the Midway booth. Go check it out. Oh my god. Oh, all of our jokes have come to reality right there. Summed up in 4 words. Well, more or less. WW2 is what we wrote down. Yeah. Honest to God, what are they thinking? Now, was there any curious omissions? And I don't mean, well, we talked about Killzone and Devil May Cry 4, but was there anything you actually missed?
Not that I can think of.
No?
But you're acting like I should have.
No, oh, no, no. I've just been composing my list as we've gone along here with a bunch of question marks. I wanted to see another Sly Cooper game.
Oh, I see. Not things that you know were in working, but...
Oh, right, yeah. Just, was there anything that we didn't mention that what the fuck happened to it?
Yeah, another Sly Cooper would be good. They just kind of... It wasn't that long ago, was it?
I guess I'm used to them rushing out the door, because they did come pretty quick and furious there for a minute. Yeah. Or at least 2 and 3 did, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. Maybe 3 didn't do that well.
Maybe not. I'd like to see some sales figures on that. My long-standing E3, where is it, StarCraft Ghost?
You know that's canceled, right?
Right, I know, but I want it. They were talking about it. We got an email about it before that said it was done. Didn't we get an email? Or was it an IRC chat, maybe? Somebody talking about IRC.
I found out on some news site.
Oh, okay. But
yeah, Blizzard canceled it.
I have to say it.
And then bought the developing house that was working on it.
Really?
Yeah.
They're lying to us. They're working on StarCraft. Ghost. They're going to release this game. I'm telling you, man, this is my long-standing E3 what happened since we've done the show. I think on the first E3 I was looking for Ghost, so I have to do Ghost. And, I thought of this one kind of as we were going along here. Might and Magic 10.
Yeah.
I want it. And that's why I didn't have, like, a section for that, because Dark Messiah I thought may have been that game, but I don't think so. If it's not a team-based game, if you don't have a party.
No, it's
like a single man.
It's Ubisoft's answer to Oblivion.
Oblivion, okay. Well, more power to them. I hope it's...
With some really cool ideas.
If it's anything like Might and Magic, I'm going to love it. Like the RPGs.
Yeah, if you like Oblivion and Morrowind, go check this out.
Cool. Cool stuff. That was a hell of a lot longer than we thought this was going to be. Oh my god. But we promise next week, no fucking way, because see, we need to start cutting these down again so they don't take me, you know, hours to edit and half of my day. And we didn't get to play any games again.
Yep.
You know, that sucks ass. We need to play games and then do the show. Or the other way around or something. Okay?
Later.